God, we're not at the World Cup. Something's got to happen.
Mike and Mike on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
High school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Jeff Moss with sideline reports, John Hegarty with the expert analysis, and with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unich.
Good evening and welcome to high school football tonight from John Wall Memorial Field here on the campus of Cedar Rapids Prairie. We get ready for what should be a dandy in Class 4A District 8 as tonight all of the marbles are on the line for the runner-up spot and a postseason position, as it'll be the Kennedy Cougars taking on the number 10 rated Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. And welcome in to John Wall, Scott Unash alongside John Hegarty, Jeff Moss on the sidelines providing our reports here tonight. Our high school football is presented by First Federal Credit Union. And a big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. We do appreciate it. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com and check out everything they have to offer. And we do appreciate all their help during the football season and the upcoming basketball season as well. And we welcome you in here on the True North Company's pregame show here tonight as we get ready for this intra-city battle for a playoff spot. And John, you go through the summer, all the heat, 7-on-7. You go into the camps, you go into your scrimmage game, and then you get into the first 8 weeks. All prepares you for week number 9, and both these teams have an opportunity to do exactly one of their goals that they wanted to accomplish at the beginning of the season, and that is to have a chance to play for a chance to go to the Uni Dome.
And that's what we have in this matchup tonight, Scott. I go back to early in the summer when you were so excited about our broadcast schedule. You sent me an email copy of it, and I right away went to the Week 9 matchup that we have tonight, and I know you understood that this was going to be happening way back last June.
Yeah, you had a feeling. It happened last year. They played for a playoff position, and Prairie got that win, a 40-28 last year at Kingston Stadium. This is the 20th meeting between the Hawks and the Cougars. Prairie holding a slight 11-8 advantage as far as the all-time series is concerned, and it's been a very, very good one and a very competitive one over the years. And as we mentioned, the scenario is pretty simple here tonight. Iowa City West is the champion of District number 8 of Class 4A, and West High will be down at Atumwa looking for a perfect season for the number 1 rated Trojans tonight. And the runner-up is going to come down to the winner of this game. And whether you like it or not, and whether you think it's right or not, losing team tonight is going to put away the gear tomorrow morning or early next week.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part, but you know what? You got to take care of business during the year, especially during your district games. And that's what these two teams have done tonight, with the exception of Iowa City West. And so it's only natural that it would come down to winner take all. Remember that last year that wasn't necessarily the case, as Kennedy had to not only win, but by a significant margin. So tonight it's just simple. Have one more point on the board when everybody goes home.
That's right. And you got two teams tonight that are very, very similar in how they get to the final mark. They do it a little bit differently. They both like to run the football. This is going to be a smash mouth slobber knock game, and you've got Kennedy averaging 374 yards of offense, 244 on the ground. For Cedar Rapids Prairie, a little better offensively, 442 yards, 340 on the ground for the Prairie Hawks. Obviously Prairie does it out of the single wing with Keegan Simmons. Kennedy's got a bevy of running backs, and they're getting all healthy right now, and probably the healthiest they have been in about a month.
Yeah, that's good news for Brian White and the Cougar faithful. But you're right in terms of the old-school nature of this game. This is going to be one of those old-fashioned type games, Scott, that you're going to have to put a premium on every possession when you have the ball. You cannot, you absolutely cannot turn the ball over tonight because your possessions are going to be limited. Field position is going to be big. All those things we used to talk about as keys to the game every week, now some of them have kind of gone by the wayside through the years with the run and the gun and the shootouts and those spread formations and possessions where only a handful of seconds have ticked off the clock. Probably not going to be the case tonight. The team that has field position, values the possessions of the ball, doesn't turn it over, that's the team that's going to come away victorious and extend their season.
Prairie a little bit better on the offensive side. Perhaps Kennedy a little bit of an advantage on the defensive side. The Cougars giving up 240 and a half yards per game this year, while Prairie's giving up 308. They're both pretty stingy, though, on the ground, and that's where you get the dichotomy going right there. Who's going to be able to run the ball? Who's going to be able to keep a hold of the ball? Who's going to make the least amount of mistakes? Is going to move on and play next Friday night, and we got a big crowd here to see it tonight. As Prairie 7-1 on the season, Kennedy 6-2, and both teams at 3-1 as far as a district is concerned. We mentioned Keegan Simmons for the Prairie Hawks, and he is number 2 in Class 4A in rushing going into tonight. 1,502 yards. He's only 37 yards behind the leader in the state. That's Cameron Baker, also a junior out of Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. And Simmons with 21 touchdowns. But, hey, Braxton Zimmerman's got 730 yards so far this year. So much like last year with the 1-2 combination that Prairie had, they've got another 1-2 combination.
And they really are. And that's what you have to start with in terms of keying your defensive preparation. But keep this in mind, too, Scott. The quarterback for Prairie is also one of their featured running backs. And if you start putting all your eggs in the Simmons basket, Dalton Rayner's going to run that ball either behind Simmons and a bevy of other people that are out blocking for him, or on a counter-type situation, or on a quarterback draw. So they've got a lot of weapons in their rushing attack.
For the Kennedy Cougars, a bevy of runners, Michael Watkins, Caron Hendren, Justin Johnson, Cade Parker, you name it. Keyshawn Allers can get in there as well. But maybe the biggest question tonight, as far as the Kennedy Cougars are concerned, is at the quarterback spot. B.J. White, a shoulder injury a couple weeks ago, and he played last week. Did not throw the football. Kennedy ran it the entire night in their 48-0 shutout win at Kingston on senior night over Ottumwa. Kennedy, if they have to throw the ball tonight, we're not exactly sure what's going to happen.
That's the big mystery, and I think it's the key to the game. It's the elephant in the room, I think, if you will. Is B.J. White going to be effective passing the ball tonight? And I've watched him just a little bit here in warm-ups. None of the passes that he has thrown down at their end of the field have been very long. So it's going to be a mystery, as you said. We'll find out as the game develops. Look for it, however, to be on play action where the initial emphasis of the play is on rushing, not his dropping back or sprinting out to pass.
What is Jim Dostal going to do, the defensive coordinator for the Prairie Hawks? Is he going to put a lot in the box? I have a feeling he might, just because of the fact that he's going to find out if B.J. White can throw it long on his defense here early.
Well, Jim gave us his scouting report, but we had to promise that we wouldn't divulge that until the game actually began, Scott. So right now I can't tell you, but as the game unfolds, folks, keep listening. We've got all the goods.
And got that ready to go here in this one. All kinds of great personnel up and down the line as we come your way in the True North pregame show. We'll keep you updated on scores throughout the night. We will have the high school football scoreboard show presented by Holmes Murphy after the game, going through midnight with Jeff Downing. And he'll have all the scores from Eastern Iowa and some reports as well. And hopefully, they're hoping by 12 midnight, they will have all the playoff teams. And probably it's back to the future here tonight, John, because, of course, we had the one-year experiment of the grand Cecil B.
Yes.
DeMille production.
Yes.
Of
the Academy Awards.
The playoff teams. That lasted a year because the coaches didn't like it. Because
thank you very much.
They lost a day of preparation, basically.
And we're all with the coaches.
Yes, we are with the coaches. And so it's back to early on Saturday morning sometime. Keep refreshing, and one time you hit refresh, it's going to pop up all of the first-round playoff pairings, and should be very interesting, especially in 4A and 3A throughout the state, especially on the eastern half of things. As we get closer and closer to kickoff here at John Wall Memorial Field, and Cedar Rapids Prairie Band making its way out here, and a very special night for the Prairie Hawk Band. We learned earlier today from Athletic Director Rocky Bennett on our tailgate tour, that Craig Awney is going to be retiring as the longtime band director out here at Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Well, you know, part of the fun of coming to John Wall Memorial Field every year is to watch the Prairie Band in addition to the football team. And part of the novelty of the band is their director, who is one of the most enthusiastic and active directors. He would be down on the sidelines, running up and down the sidelines.
Now watch out, Jeff. He might hit you.
You're going to see a band director going up and down the sidelines tonight, Jeff, and that's just the way that Mr. Awney is.
Yeah, and a great, great guy, and they have a lot of fun when they're out here. We'll just say that. And then, of course, the Art of Noise during the basketball and the wrestling seasons that they put out there, one of the better pep bands. But they have a lot of fun here at Prairie, and it's going to be his final marching home game tonight. So they're going to have a little bit of a presentation for Mr. Awney coming up here in just a couple of moments. Coming your way here from John Wall Memorial Field on this Week 9 Friday night of high school football, here on KGYM, as we mentioned, some very, very good games. Not really so much in 4A. A couple good ones. Pleasant Valley and Dubuque Senior are playing tonight. That is for a playoff spot. Also, Bettendorf and Davenport Central are playing for, they're both in the playoffs, but one's going to be the runner-up, one's going to be the district champion. But you got Mount Vernon and Williamsburg tonight. You got some just fantastic matchups. Sigourney Keota. You got Waukon against Union tonight, or Cascade and Union, I beg your pardon, going at it tonight. So there's some great games around Eastern Iowa.
Well, there's going to be a lot of electronic activity going around the airwaves tonight, because everybody's going to want to know what's going on outside of the venue that they're at. And we'll try and keep you up to date on that and abreast of situations as they develop as best we can.
Things here at John Wall Memorial Field. We're going to go ahead and take a break. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second break, and we'll come back with more of the True North pregame show right after this, as you're listening to high school football right here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Get knocked over.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field, as they are honoring Craig Awney right now here as the band director at Cedar Rapids Prairie, and we will get the Prairie rendition of the national anthem coming up for you here in just a couple of minutes, and should be a very, very entertaining game tonight here as we go at it at John Wall between the Kennedy Cougars and the Prairie Hawks. We mentioned some of the key stats in this game and some of the top performers for Kennedy. B.J. White at quarterback, when he has been throwing, he's been very good. 57% completion percentage, 10 touchdowns to only 4 interceptions. Kai Jenkins leading the way at 20 receptions for the Kennedy Cougars. Michael Watkins, the leading ground gainer, and he's got almost 500 yards on the year. You put together Kennedy's top five, John. You got 494, Henry 342. He's missed a lot of time. Justin Johnson missed a lot of time, 251. Cade Parker got going on the offensive side late. He's up to 233. Keyshawn Allers was banged up a little bit with 221. So you put that all together, and Kennedy's got about 1,200, 1,300 yards of rushing.
Well, and there's a reason for that, too. That is that they just have such a tremendous stable of tracksters. And that's literally, you go out to Kingston Stadium sometime this spring and watch the Kennedy track team. You'll see all these same names. A lot of these guys ran at the state meet last year. They just flat out love the run, Scott. And when you got a fast synthetic turf like they play on, I mean, that's formula for success for the Cougars.
And for Cedar Rapids Prairie, we mentioned Keegan Simmons, 1,502 yards. Just absolutely sensational. And since the injury to Levi Usher, it's been running back or receiver by committee, we should say, for Prairie. Jason Andrig has come up for the sophomore team. He's caught 14 passes in his first two games for the Prairie Hawks. Caleb Fuller in there with 8, Grant Smith with 5, and both these teams want to run, and then run a little bit more right after that. The colors being presented here at the 50-yard line, and we are going to honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
The national flag is being made by members of the American Legion Post.
Prairie Marching Band with tonight's rendition of our national anthem here at John Wall Memorial Field. We'll get you the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups for you in just a moment. While we got a moment, we're going to throw it downstairs. Third member of our gang, and that is Jeff Moss on the sidelines, and a little bit more into this game tonight between the Hawks and the Cougars. And also, Jeff, don't know if this is your first time out here to John Wall Field, but the one thing you'll notice, it is, it's called Prairie for a reason. It is always windy, and we got a big wind to worry about and to think about tonight. So good evening.
Good evening, guys, and you're absolutely right, Scott. It is a beautiful night for high school football, sans the wind coming out of the south. Right now it's at 13 miles coming straight out of the south and blowing to the north. So the flag right on the north side of the stadium, pretty stiff here throughout the entire game, or the pregame, I should say. So could mess with some of the kicking game here tonight as well as some of the passing game here this evening. And, guys, you were right earlier in the postgame or the pregame. You talked about how it's a full house tonight here at John Wall, and it's a playoff atmosphere because this is basically a playoff game tonight between two of these teams. Prairie, when we started this season, the first week out against the Cedar Rapids Washington Warriors, a lot of questions for Mark Bliss and his team. Who was going to step in at running back? Who are going to be some of the guys that are going to fill those holes that the Prairie Hawks graduated from last year? Well, they found out right away in week one that they had some guys to do that, especially with Keegan Simmons in the backfield. And as the season has gone along, Prairie has continued to play great football all season long with that only loss to Iowa City West. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy this season, couple unexpected losses, maybe one early to Cedar Rapids Washington that they felt like they were the better team that night, but they've continued to grow as the season has gone along for a veteran team for Coach Brian White. All it really comes down to is one night, one Friday night on a beautiful evening here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Winner is going to go to the playoffs. The loser is going to stay home, guys, and unfortunately that's the way it is, but that's how the playoff system sets up now these days. If it would have been 3 or 4 years ago, both these teams would be playing in the playoffs coming up next week. But one team can go, one team's going to be in, one team's going to be out. It's going to be the agony of defeat and the glories of victory tonight here at John Wall, guys.
All right, thank you, Jeff. And he'll be checking in with us throughout the evening here tonight. Cancer awareness night here at Prairie. In fact, Prairie Hawks wearing some new uniforms tonight. And
Wait for it. What color might they be?
Black and pink.
Pink!
Pink?
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine the players of gridiron lore going back and thinking that one day teams would wear pink jerseys, Scott?
So you're saying like Tom Good and Tom Kopatich probably not going to fly for this.
I'm saying Tom Good would have had... That never would have flown. It just would never have happened.
Here come the Prairie Hawks. Predominantly black, but some hawk feathers in pink, if you will. And white numbers. And Kennedy will be coming out of the south end zone in a moment in their visiting white uniforms with the green numbers and the silver pants. and the green helmets as we're getting closer and closer to kickoff. It's giving our Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups, and they are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. For the Kennedy Cougars, up front, Noah Glaney at left tackle, 6'4", 215 junior. The left guard is Nolan Jacobs, 230 pounds. He is a sophomore. Parker Maxwell, the center, 5'11", 250, and a senior. Right guard James Vega, 195, and a senior. And big Josh Viss at right tackle, 6'2", 235. He is a sophomore. Cam Jones, the junior, tied in at 205 for Kennedy. B.J. White, the quarterback, 6'1", 170, and a senior. We'll see a whole bunch of running backs. We'll see Michael Watkins, Caron Hendren, Justin Johnson, Cade Parker, Keyshawn Allers. They'll all be back there for the Cougars. And for the Kennedy wide receivers, we will have Kai Jenkins, 6'1", 175, and a senior. Also, A.J. Davis will be in there, senior, 6'2", 160-pounder. Sam Harrison will also be in there for the Kennedy Cougars, 6', 170 pounds, and Harrison is a junior. So those are your starting offensive lineup for Kennedy. For the Prairie Hawks, there's Skogman Carlson at short starting lineup on the offensive side. Caleb West at left tackle, 6'3", 320 pounds, and a junior. Left guard Nolan Ostrom, 5'11", 240, and a junior. Reese Jones, the center, 5'11", 250, and a senior. Right guard Derek Horak, 5'10", 200-pound senior. Gavin Osman at the tackle, 5'11", 240, and a junior. Will Hamilton, the blocking tight end, 240, and a senior. Dalton Rayner, the quarterback, 6'2", 180 pounds, and a senior. The receivers for Prairie, we'll see a combination of Caleb Fuller, Grant Smith, and we'll also see a little bit of Jace Anderegg as well, the sophomore for Prairie. But the two keys, the two runners for the Hawks, Keegan Simmons, 6'2", 185, and a junior, number two in 4A in rushing, and Braxton Zimmerman, 5'9", 180 pounds, and a senior. So those are your Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups. Captain's meeting at the 50-yard line right now as a coin toss being conducted here tonight in this very, very big game tonight in front of a full house here at John Wall Memorial Field.
Scott, notice something interesting out there at that coin toss tonight. There is a player serving as a captain for Prairie tonight that has not played a game this season. Not referring to Levi Usher, who's out there. I'm talking about number 44, Jaden Goose, who looks like he's going to be playing tonight.
And is going to play tonight. Will not start, but is going to play, is eligible, and will make an impact tonight.
Yes, he will.
And Jaden Goose is out there. Number 44, Levi Usher, also out there. Prairie has won the toss, and the Hawks want the football to start things off here tonight. John Keyes, before we get this thing going.
Well, I don't know which line's going to dominate. That's the first thing you got to talk about. And are they going to play for 48 minutes? You look back at the games we've called for Prairie this year, Scott, almost every one of them has been a mad rush to the finish. In the Linmar game, they scored touchdowns on their last four possessions. In the Jefferson game, they scored on two of the last three. In the Washington game, they scored on their last three possessions of the game to win that. So if Prairie comes out on hitting on all cylinders, you know they're going to finish the game well. Is Kennedy going to play 48 minutes tonight? Is anybody going to have a turnover? How's field position going to play out? Is B.J. White going to be able to throw the ball significantly downfield on the post routes or the corner flag post routes? These are all things that are going to play out tonight, but I think it comes down to who's going to win the trenches.
Yeah, I think you're right about the trenches, and we will see Prairie offense versus the Kennedy defense first. As for the Hawks, they will send Keegan Simmons back, number one, and Alex Stone will get ready to kick it away for the Kennedy Cougars. And also dropping back for Cedar Rapids Prairie will be Jalen Smith, number 24. They'll be in twin safeties at about the five-yard line. Smith will have the win. Prairie's going to go left to right, north to south, and they will go into the big 15-mile-per-hour wind to start things here tonight. Playoff spot on the line. It's a playoff game here in week number 9 of the regular season. And glad to have you with us on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as we are just about set to go.
Haven't set the clock to 12 minutes yet.
There we go.
There it goes.
Now we're ready. A lot of noise being generated on both sides. Alex Stone with it teed up on the 40-yard line. This probably should go out of the end zone. Here's the run-up and the kick, and this one will go about 8-9 yards deep in the end zone, and Prairie will have it on the 20-yard line. And a single wing, you never know what's going to happen with Mark Bliss.
You know, every game we've covered this year, he's unveiled more formations, more shifts, more of the exotics out of his tricky playbook, and I think he's going to pull out all the stops tonight, Scott.
Aside from Flapjack. And we may see that, you never know. Grant Smith in there along with Caleb Fuller. They'll be split out wide to the right side. Also in there for the Prairie Hawks, split wide to the right, Drew Strotman. Or check that. Here is the pass out in the right flat. Anderegg with the catch, turns it upfield, bounces off the first pile and gets about three. Anderegg does out to about the 23-yard line. So get the sophomore in a big game, get him a touch early.
They love getting him out there in space, one-on-one matchups. They also love running the jet sweep with him because he's got this uncanny ability to turn the corner.
He's a 6'3", 185-pound sophomore. No huddle, Prairie right back. And they'll send Anderegg around, a couple of fakes, back to throw Rayner. Going to throw into flat and overshot Smith, incomplete. Knee at him wide open there in between the two levels of zones for Kennedy's defense. And it'll be third down and long right away here for the Prairie Hawks. Third down at about 7, just underway here from John Wall Stadium. Fuller to the right, twin receivers to the left side. Graham, the blocking back, the 190-pound junior. Anderegg coming in motion. Direct snap to Simmons off the right side. Going to be well short of the first down. As he is brought down by a pair of Cougars is Cooper along with Cam Waldra on the stop. And it'll be fourth and three. And a three and out to start things here for the Prairie offense. And dropping back, Kai Jenkins for the Cougars. He will drop back to about the 40-yard line as this punt will go straight into the wind here. As Jay Smith will punt it away for Prairie. Waiting and waiting, down to 5 in the play clock. Gets a snap, gets it away, and not a good kick. A wobbler, and the wind's just going to knock it down. It's going to take a big Kennedy hop, too. And touched at about the 42-yard line. It's going to be a 15-yard punt.
Ball kicked very high up the chute. And with that strong south wind, that's not the ploy that you would want to use there. Get that ball down low. Drive it as low to the ground as you can.
Rugby style would be good tonight. First and 10, and Kennedy, excellent field position. We'll start from the Prairie 42-yard line. Michael Watkins is going to be the tailback. Justin Johnson in front of him in the eye. And they'll toss sweep it. Watkins, right side, got a couple of good blocks to the 40, 35, down the far sideline of the 30, a spin move at the 25, and still on his feet down close to the 15-yard line. Penalty flag, though, is back at the 40, and it's coming back on a hold on Kennedy.
Yeah, whenever you get that bubble screen out there and there's a huge gain on the perimeter like that, there's almost always going to be holding involved somewhere. And, yeah, I think T-Ron Deere was out there very close, might have been the one who grabbed a little cloth or somehow would have accused of holding there.
One play, one penalty. And the hold will back Kennedy 10 from the spot of the foul back to the 50-yard line. It'll be first and 18. B.J. White out there as a quarterback for the Cougars. Deer and Jenkins to the left side this time. And on first down. Kennedy out of the eye. White hands it off. Here's Watkins. This same play left side this time. And another good gain. Cross the 40 and down to the Prairie 37 for a pickup of 13.
Nice full block out there by the left side of the Cougar line, as well as blocking downfield, leading the way there. Kai Jenkins and again T-Ron Deere.
Kennedy will make changes. A.J. Davis and Payson Kennedy will come in. He's the backup quarterback. Second down and 5, a manageable 5, just underway. Man in motion, and they'll give it on the jet sweep, and Packingham around the corner, the speedster to the 30, far sideline to the 20, tight roping it, did he stay in? No, and a step out of bounds at about the 6-yard line. Gain of 26, though, for Zach Packingham.
Both teams love the jet sweep. Now, don't forget, Packingham, don't let his size fool you. That guy ran in the 100-meter dash, I believe, at Drake last spring. So he knows how to turn that corner as well. And again, out there blocking on the perimeter, Kai Jenkins again.
First and goal, Kennedy at the Prairie 6-yard line. They'll go at the power triple I backfield. Johnson in there, Watkins in there for the Cougars. White under center, turns, hands it off to Watkins off the right side, going off tackle and got about half of it down to about the 3-yard line. And it'll be second down and goal right there. Nothing fancy by either team right here.
Whenever Kennedy comes out in that triple I and they hand it off to the man that's dotting it way in the back, it's always a very slow developing play, and that was the case.
Second down and goal. Cougars will send the tight end, Cam Jones, to the right side. They'll go back to the straight I this time. And the toss sweep. Watkins, blocker in front, trying to get to the corner, turns it and reaches for the goal line and got in. Touchdown, Kennedy. And the Cougars crack the scoreboard first with 9:01 remaining here in the first quarter.
Whenever you run toss sweep, you've got to have a great seal block. And Nolan Jacobs just set that edge so that the running back for Kennedy had no problem going into the end zone.
Extra point try coming up from Alex Stone here for the Cougars. Out of the hole to Payson Kennedy. Kennedy's short a player here, looks like. Still plenty of time at the play clock, down to 16. And they will get a couple players in there, flip-flop things, and Stone will try to tack on the extra point. Perfect snap, and the kick on its way. Good. 9:01 to play here in the first quarter, and Kennedy uses the short field to score first. Cougars 7, Prairie nothing. Back of the kickoff at 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field. As Jeff Moss alluded to in the pregame show, wind is going to be a huge factor. Prairie, 3 and out on their own 20-yard line, had to kick into the wind. 15-yard punt. Kennedy has a short porch, and they go in.
Back to field position in old-school football.
So Prairie will receive. Simmons back along with Jalen Smith. Right at the goal line, but got a feeling this one's going to be moving in through the end zone and toward the band pretty quickly. That assembles and sits in that north end zone. The approach and the kick. Stone high and will go into the end zone. About 6 yards deep. And Prairie will have it. They need to get a first down or two coming up. The Hawks do.
Xavier having no difficulty tonight. They're up 21 to nothing, Scott. And they were up 14 to nothing when 50 seconds were off the clock.
South Tama, the opponent tonight.
South Tama has maybe started basketball season already.
First and 10, Prairie. Now they'll shift things around. They'll send Hamilton at the slot to the right side. Braxton Zimmerman in the slot as well. Inside handoff on the reverse to Zimmerman. Not much. Kennedy staying at home. And a gain of 2, perhaps, pushed back in there by a whole bevy of Cougars. Derek Diggins in there playing a little defense. Also Ben Saracen for the Kennedy defense.
One of the things that Kennedy's defense has had to work on and get improvement steadily on this season is getting those inside three linebackers to just go right up into their gaps and fill them, and they're doing a nice job of that right now.
Tight formation, second down, long 8. They'll put a bunch in the slot to the left side this time for Prairie. Direct snap to Simmons on the sweep, coming to the left side, turns it up to the numbers, got rocked hard, and then goes off of that, gets to about the 24-yard line. Saracen was there. Brock Romitko there as well. A couple of wrestlers going at it there for the Cougars. Terrell Jordan Jr. also there.
Boy, there's a lot of white jerseys up in that line of scrimmage surrounding that box there. Kennedy, Kyle Knock just daring Prairie to pass the ball.
Under eight to play, first quarter, 7-0 Kennedy. And back to throw. This is Lindgren in there. He's going to throw the screen to the near side, and a great defensive play made by the Cougars. Oriandis Cooper got the ball carrier right back at about the 24-yard line.
Kind of a delayed screen pass that didn't go much outside the hash marks. And I think if they had set that up a little closer out towards the numbers, that would have been more effective.
It's going to be a loss of two in the second straight, two and out. Didn't see who caught that, KJ, did you? Okay, Graham, thank you very much. As that's going to go for a loss of two.
Major shifting going on here before each play by Prairie. Even the punt.
Play clock down to two, and they get the snap out of there, and they get the punt away, and again, the wind's just going to knock this one down. Nice spiral, but it will take a little bit of a Kennedy bounce again, and this one's going to be touched at about the 49-yard line. And you don't get first downs going into the wind. This is going to be your bugaboo tonight. And again, the Cougars will have it. Up 7-0 in Prairie territory to start a drive.
Well, Scott, I don't mean to sound like a know-it-all here, but if I don't care how strong your leg is, you can't put that ball up as high in the air as you can in this stiff south wind.
That one was a 25-yard punt. First down, White turns, hands it to Watkins. Starts right, cuts it back to the middle, caught, and spun down. Good defensive play. Then Gavin Osmond, first one to get him there. And there's Jaden Goose into the game for the Prairie defense.
Yeah, and you're going to hear that name a lot tonight. In fact, both those names you're going to probably hear a lot tonight because they love getting their nose dirty. They're always around the ball, especially if its attack is between the tackles.
Yeah, it didn't take long for Jaden Goose to get back into the lineup. Deer to the right side, A.J. Davis to the right side. White under center. And split backs this time. Here is the toss. Cade Parker, the sophomore, got a block on the outside. Turns it up 45 to the 42 and then push back. Hamilton in there leading the black-shirted Prairie Hawks. Jaden Goose also in along with Derek Horak.
One of the things defensive coordinator Jim Dalsall right now is cannot be happy with is the way that Kennedy's offense is getting around his flank. They're not setting an edge out there and turning these sweeps and jet sweeps in, Scott, where he's got all kinds of help. Somehow that adjustment's got to be made by Prairie's defense.
Third and about a yard and a half. Short two for the Cougars. 5:45 clock rolling. 7-0 Kennedy here in the first quarter. Prairie showing blitz. Here they come. White, or check that. That's Payson Kennedy off play action. He's in there to throw. Going to throw deep middle, and it's going to be intercepted. Going to be intercepted about the 20-yard line. This is Smith coming down the near sideline to the 40-yard line and then gets driven down at about the 46-yard line. Jalen Smith with the interception, and that ball shouldn't have been thrown.
No, there's just no way that that should even have been let go. Payson Kennedy rolling to his left, and he's a right arm. That's a tough throw for any strong-arm quarterback to make, but he just lollipopped that up there in the middle of traffic, and that was just too easy for Jalen Smith to go ahead and grab that and then had all kinds of running room down the Prairie sideline.
So the first turnover, and we talked about turnovers in the pregame show. Hey, we're going to determine a lot. Prairie, see if they can flip the field here. They got it on the 46-yard line. With first down, ball on the near side hash. Down 7-0 and movement up front on the Kennedy defense. It's going to cost the Cougars five.
Cameron Waldrop just on an anticipated blitz there through the A-gap. Did not read his key on the ball.
Blake Sargent in there for the Cougars along with Zach Packingham. Waldrop up front. Saracen, Keyshawn Allers, Remitko. The linebackers. Two good corners for Kennedy and Marco Shanklin and Terrell Jordan Jr. Inside handoff coming to the right side. Zimmerman spins off the pile and gets close to the first down. As Braxton Zimmerman will they give it to him?
Nope. He's short.
About a foot?
This is close, though.
Yeah, they're going to say he's short by about a length of a football, so it'll be second down in about a foot.
Should be a good down to throw one deep on, Scott.
Twins left, twins right. In fact, three receivers left, empty backfield. Now Zimmerman shifts to the backfield. Off the fake, Rainer back to throw. He's going to throw deep middle. That's going to be intercepted. Terrell Jordan Jr. coming the other way at the 20-yard line. to the 25, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line by Dalton Rayner. So, turnover each way now.
I like that play call. I think a lot of people would say you've got second and one, just get the first down and keep the drive going. But that's the perfect time to try one of those deep.
Yeah, I had no problem with that play call.
Ball was not underthrown either. In fact, it was overthrown.
So each team has given it up once. 4:44 to play, and now a penalty flag before Kennedy runs their first play.
Jason Kennedy still in at quarterback, Scott.
Wonder if that tells you it's going to be a pass. Or if, no, B.J. White's in there.
Kennedy came up under center, though.
Must have had something going there, a little trickeration perhaps. Well, White's back in there this time. Quick count, hand off to the fullback, Justin Johnson. Stiff arm, trying to turn the corner, and good job by Prairie to string it out. Ball came loose, though, on the far side. Who's got it? I think Prairie might have it. Everyone pointing their direction, and Prairie's got the football.
They did strip it out. That's going to be down right around the 26-yard line. Two possessions for Kennedy, two turnovers.
And Prairie has now successfully flipped the field. Not sure who came up with that. Maybe Jeff saw it. We'll go down to him after this play. Okay. And that was over on the far side. And now Prairie's got it down at the Kennedy 27-yard line. 4:29 to play here in the first quarter. They'll send Graham out to the right side this time. No, check that. That's Zimmerman. Direct snap. And this is Isaac Lindgren angling right inside the 25 down to about the 22-yard line. And Jeff, I know that was a long way away. I don't know if you saw who came up with the ball, but boy, we've had a lot of turnovers here early.
Yeah, it's turned into a little bit of a mess here early. I didn't see who recovered the football, but as Johnson was running to the side, he missed, made one miss, made another guy miss. Ball popped out, and then all of a sudden, all the Prairie guys were running the football. Nobody did for Kennedy.
Here's Simmons on the direct snap, going left and gets to about the 20-yard line for three on his third carry of the night.
You'll see that wildcat snap right back to Simmons quite a few times tonight throughout the course of this game, and it's just student body left or student body right. Everybody gets out in front of him and tries to get a push, and occasionally they'll have somebody trailing from behind. Once they have contact, they'll try and push him from the rear.
Third down, a little more than two at the 15, 3.5 to play first quarter. And here is the sweep. Braxton Zimmerman, right side, right into the pile. Tried to run it behind Horak and Hamilton. Going to be really close. Gets down to about the 17. And I think they're going to bring in the sticks. Ben Saracen on the stop. Jeff is right there.
He's 100% on the year.
And he's perfect through 8 weeks. Jeff, you're going to keep your perfect mark going here. What do you think?
He is going to be short by about an inch.
Ooh. Maybe. Jeff says short. You're right. He's still perfect.
And that's why we're different.
We'll get that at halftime, John.
Only one of many things that we've adapted, improvised, and overcome on this
night. There you go. Zimmerman goes for two. Prairie, no doubt, going to go for it here on fourth down in a couple inches. Ball right in the middle of the field, just outside the 17-yard line. Listening to high school football tonight, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids. Fourth down. Lindgren in there at the quarterback spot right now. Simmons now on his right hip. See who gets the snap. It's going to be Simmons off the right side. Got popped right away by Ben Saracen. But I think he's got enough for the first down.
Big overload, unbalanced on the right-hand side. Led by big Caleb West, and they are signaling the first down.
First down of the night for Prairie. And that was a collision between Saracen and Simmons.
Whenever you see the overload, especially with the unbalanced on that, and you see Caleb West right there, you know where that ball is going to be run.
First down of the ball game, 7-0 Kennedy. Under three to play, clock rolling here in the first quarter. And Isaac Lindgren still remaining in there as the quarterback. Hamilton. He will line up tight end to the left. They'll go slot left side. Direct snap to Simmons. Sweeping the left side. Turns it up at the 15. Down the numbers. Swim move to the 10. He's to the 5 and in for the Prairie touchdown. 17-yard Keegan Simmons run. His 22nd touchdown run of the year. And all set up by the Kennedy turnover.
Swinging gate formation being set up. And even if they come in, everybody's wondering, do we get to see the flapjack?
Don't think you're going to see the flapjack.
Don't think you'll see it tonight, folks.
The over-the-shoulder.
And if you don't know what flapjack is, just go to YouTube and Google it or something. It's quite a play.
Extra point try coming up from Jace Smith. Into the wind. It's up and good. 2:34 to play here in the opening quarter. We are tied. Prairie 7, Kennedy 7. Back with a kickoff in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station, vote for mild or spicy, and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
Home folks with a lot to cheer about. You mentioned turnovers, John. You mentioned field position, and they have been so key early on in this football game.
Well, that two turnovers by Kennedy on their last two possessions, the interception, which did not hurt, but then the fumble gave the great field position to Kennedy on Kennedy 27, and then it was just a hop, skip, and a jump into the end zone. Kind of get the feel like the offensive rushing attack for Prairie is kind of starting to feel their oats right now.
Here is the kick. They're going to squib it, going to the near sideline, and it's just going to go out of bounds. Man alive, that was close as Kai Jenkins was waiting for it to get out of bounds, and it finally did.
Jalen Smith almost recovered that before the ball went out of bounds.
We've seen more either onside kicks that were meant to be recovered this year or not meant to be, including one last night.
Yeah, we've seen more special teams anomalies this year than we have in all the previous years we've worked together combined, I think.
Kennedy ball, 7-7 game for the Cougars. Justin Johnson in there as the fullback. He'll be the blocker for Michael Watkins. Gets the toss, turns it up in the numbers, gets across the 40 and to the 42-yard line. And coming up to make the stop for the Prairie Hawks, Shane Smith, 6 foot, 160-pound senior linebacker.
You know, Scott, toss sweep and jet sweep have really worked well here in this first quarter for Brian White and his Kennedy offense. And you're going to keep seeing that from them until somehow Prairie comes up, sets the edge, and funnels everything back in where the black shirts are.
Well, Kennedy's got the quickness advantage. There is no doubt. Here comes the blitz from the outside. Same play, other side. Toss.
Oh!
Watkins got a great block and then got brought down on a little double-team tackle as Grant Smith came up to bring him down, but should move the chains as he makes it to the 47-yard line.
Justin Johnson from his fullback position came up and not only sealed the block for that big game, but he pancaked the Prairie linebacker flat on his back.
Kennedy will have a first and 10, their second one of the night so far. They'll scrimmage from the 47 near side hash mark. Watkins tail the tandem in the eye. Twins to the right side, blitz coming, toss sweep to Watkins. He's going to stop, he's going to throw, he's got a man wide open and overshot him at the 10-yard line, incomplete. Deer was running like a deer, and Watkins with the win overshot him.
They had totally bamboozled the secondary for Prairie, and if Watkins just plays the wind a little bit less, it's just right there, and he waltzes in for the touchdown. But they've been setting that up the whole first half.
Yeah, they have. 7-7 game, second down at 10. Minute 31 to play. A.J. Davis to the left. One receiver to the right side this time for Kennedy. Still 15 of the play clock. B.J. White under center, hands it off. A little bit of a counter. Cutting it back to the middle that time was Watkins. And he'll get to about the 49-yard line. Grant Smith, Jalen Goose in there. Jalen Smith also in there. A lot of Smiths in there.
Not all spelled the same, we have to remind you, though.
No. So third down and 8 coming up for the Cougars. Kennedy so far 0 for 1 on third down tries. Out of shotgun, Kennedy's back in there to the throw. Kennedy rolls to the right side, throws high on the far sideline, incomplete to A.J. Davis.
Payson Kennedy in there chucking the ball again.
Yeah, it's obvious that B.J. White's not able to throw the football yet.
What they have to do, though, is be careful that they don't just put him in exclusively on passing plays. And that's going to be a feat. If Brian White can juggle that throughout four quarters, he'll be a magic man.
Kennedy will punt for the 49-yard line with the wind here. Michael Watkins to kick it away. 41 is his average. He will get the kick away, and it's off the side of his foot. Even with the wind, it's going to go out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. Only going to be about a 26-yard punt.
He got a little excited there at the end and had to hurry his delivery and just went, like you said, right off the side of his foot.
And Prairie, 7-7. Going into the wind, I probably got to say the first quarter, that would be a win for the Hawks right now. We'll see Kennedy go into the wind here in the second quarter. First down, Prairie at the 25-yard line. Direct snap. This is Lindgren going to the short side. Breaks one tackle and then ridden out of bounds. As he gets close to the 30, we'll mark it at the 29-yard line. Cade Parker, the sophomore, rode him out of bounds that time for the Cougars. 43 seconds first quarter.
Dalton Rayner and a host of other offensive players coming in after that play now for almost a brand new offense, and except for the five interior linemen.
Second down, a little more than five coming up. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Rayner back in there at the quarterback. He'll get the snap. He's back to throw. Has time. Now rolls the pocket to the left. Stops. Throws upfield into double coverage. And it's going to be picked off at the 35-yard line. Coming back, Derek Diggins to the 50-yard line. And the basketballer takes it back to about the 47 of Prairie.
You don't want to throw it up for a jump ball with Derek Diggins because he's going to win that one every time.
A lot of turnovers here in the early going.
Diggins getting in on the INT to match Terrell Jordan Jr. for one.
28 seconds to play in a back and forth ping pong first quarter. 7-7 game. Hand off right up the gut on the trap, and Justin Johnson tripped up and falls forward for five as he will take it down to about the Prairie 41-yard line. And see if Kennedy runs another play into the wind here, or with the wind here in the first quarter. And it looks like they will not. In fact, B.J. White's at the sideline, and that's going to do it for the first quarter of play. We're through one here from John Wall Memorial Field. Cedar Rapids Kennedy 7, Cedar Rapids Prairie 7. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all four Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field, Scott Unash, John Haggerty, and Jeff Moss. K.J. Pilcher in our box here tonight as well. Greatest story tomorrow. Inside trap, big hole, Allers. Cuts it outside to the 35 to the 30-yard line. Moving the pile close to the 25-yard line for a pickup of 16 for Keyshawn Allers.
Keyshawn Allers on the counter back very nicely blocked by the left side of the Kennedy offensive line, and they are going to take every yard he can get because he runs like a deer.
First quarter numbers unofficially, 71 total yards for Kennedy to 28 for the Prairie Hawks. 7-7 game, and now Kennedy will move into the wind here, going left to right to the south goal. First and 10 at the 25. White on the toss to Aller. Stops. Tries to turn it back. Nothing doing. Grant Smith right there. Gathering him up for a loss of about three. Horak there as well for the Prairie defense. That's going to be a loss of three. That was the best Prairie look setting the edge tonight.
Well, they've had so many looks at it and been unsuccessful, Scott. Just without even getting any coaching on the sideline, they're going to have to be able to see it better each time it comes.
Maxwell over the ball at center. A.J. Davis to the right side. Jenkins to the left. I formation. And White to throw. Just going to dump it off to Watkins. Little screen. Gets to 30 and got popped. Big hit put on Grant Smith again. And that's just a little 3 foot pass, 3 yard pass right there.
And what I don't like about the way that play develops, Scott, though, is that there's very little separation between the quarterback and the receiver.
It'll be a loss of two. And it'll bring up third down and 15 for the Cougars. Kennedy moving into the wind here. Shotgun snap. Here's Payson Kennedy back in there, and he's sacked. Prairie collapsed that pocket. And the sack made Jaden Goose in there.
Welcome back, Jaden. I know everybody in Prairie's uniforms are glad he's back in the lineup because he is a big force on the defensive side of the ball.
And that's going to be a loss of three more. And we'll see what Kennedy elects to do right here.
Fourth and about 18 from their own 33.
Cougars going to go for it here, at least line up to go for it. Watkins in the backfield, Prairie bringing the blitz. Kennedy back to throw, being pressured, rolling to the right side. On the run, throws low near sideline, incomplete. Would not have been enough for the first down anyway, and Prairie's going to take over at the 33-yard line. On a good defensive stand.
Payson Kennedy being asked to throw on the run as he's being flushed out of the pocket on most of the occasions that he's made deliveries.
And it'll be Prairie football as Kennedy gives it over on downs. 33-yard line with 9:35 to play here in the first half. Here's a direct snap to Simmons. Coming to the left, cuts it back to the middle and hit from behind by Ben Saracen and brought down. Crosses the 35 out to about the 37-yard line for a pickup of four. And it'll be a second down, we'll call it six. Maybe a little bit more than six coming up for Prairie.
Isaac Lindgren over between the hash and the numbers, getting the play signaled in from Mark Bliss and now returning back to his teammates.
Yep, Lindgren back in there, the junior quarterback. 10 on the play clock, and the direct snap to Simmons. Sweeping to the right side, Cade Parker catches him and whips him down right at the line of scrimmage.
One of the fun things to watch throughout this season is the progression of Cade Parker, the sophomore inside linebacker, the Mike linebacker for Kennedy. He has just gotten stronger and more confident each time we've seen him. And it's not just on the defensive side either. He runs the ball like a man.
After one at Kingston, Jefferson on top of Mason City, 13-7. Third down for Prairie. Neither team has converted a third down try tonight. Slot to the left side, direct snap. Simmons coming to the left, turns it up, penalty flag down. Simmons breaking tackles, open field to the Kennedy 40, and Shanklin brings him down by the shirt tail at about the 29, but hold everything. Coming back.
Yeah, that's probably a 25-30-yard gain that's going to be negated by a hold.
And that came in from the umpire right away.
And whenever they throw it, right around the area of the guards and tackles or the center, you know that it's going to be holding.
Official coming over and telling Mark Bliss who the culprit was. Yeah, there was that came in very quickly.
That's about as demonstrative as you'll see Mark Bliss get. He actually readjusted his headset.
That's about it.
He doesn't let much get to him.
Third and 16 coming up for his Prairie offense. 7-7, 8:13 to play here in the first half. We have scores coming up at halftime. Look at the stats. Prairie's going to bring wholesale substitutions in. Grant Smith's going to come in. Dalton Rayner back in. So Smith will be as a wide out along with Jace Anderegg. In fact, they're going to go trips to the near side and might be some confusion. Down to five in the play clock. Prairie's going to have to get this off. They did with one. Rayner back to throw with the win. Now steps up in the pocket, eludes one, cuts it back to the middle, and caught, brought down. After a gain of a couple to the 30-yard line, Justin Johnson in there. Zach Packingham also in there to corral the quarterback.
Good job of flowing to the ball as the quarterback broke the pocket and found a little alley there. But, again, there's that speed of Kennedy, this time on defense, taking care of business for him.
Prairie to punt as Smith will get it away. Jenkins drops, high snap, gets it with the wind, and the wind's going to help it very high. And Jenkins puffed it at the 30. It's loose at the 23-yard line.
That's going to be a muff, though.
And Prairie's got
it. Prairie did get it.
Prairie's got it.
I can't tell if he slipped in an attempt to try and catch that punt or whether he just made a bad decision at the last second and tried to field it on the first bounce, Scott.
Either way, it's going to be Prairie ball. And the Hawks will get it and another turnover. Third for the Kennedy Cougars tonight.
That time Smith did a nice job of getting the ball as high as he could, let that strong south wind carry it. That might have been part of the difficulty in bringing it in.
First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Inside handoff, Braxton Zimmerman escapes one and leans ahead and gets about two to the 18-yard line. Deer in there, Cooper in there as well for Kennedy. And it'll be second down and about eight. Boy, did not think we'd see this many turnovers. You had two teams that are pretty clean throughout the year. Six and a half remaining here in the first half. Prairie taking their time here. Isaac Lindgren back to the offense here. They'll shift down to two, down to one, and Mark Bliss going to have to use the timeout. Gets a timeout called. 6:22 to play here in the opening half. Kennedy 7, Prairie 7, but Prairie threatening back after this. 30-second timeout on KGYM Sports.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort. Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Prairie. 48-0, Xavier leads South Tama, John.
And they just started the second quarter, and that is no exaggeration.
So the Saints are going to finish 9-0.
Saints have scored three offensive touchdowns, one defensive touchdown, and two special teams touchdowns.
Here at 7-7, number 10 Prairie and Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And Prairie with a second down and eight in the red zone at the Kennedy 18-yard line. Going to go with a couple tight ends. Keegan Simmons on the fake, takes it himself up the middle behind Graham and gets to the 16-yard line for two more.
A lot of direct snaps to Keegan Simmons right now, and that offers the chance for quarterbacks to do their favorite thing, and that is block.
Seven carries, only 16 yards for the 4A's number two rusher in the state of Iowa. So it's been a slow start for Keegan Simmons.
Credit the interior of the Kennedy defense for that.
Under six to play, first half. Third down, Lindgren back to throw. The lefty has time, guns the right side, incomplete. As he tried to get it Looks like to Hamilton, and it was. Ben Saracen was right there, though.
Yeah, and again, throwing into Kennedy secondary traffic there. Very fortunate that that one was not picked as well.
And we're going to see a field goal try. Jay Smith with the win. Middle of the field, going to be marked at the 24. Spotted there, it's going to be a 34-yard attempt.
Lindgren on the hold.
Late addition coming in for Prairie. Good snap, placement made, kick on its way, end over end, high enough, long enough, and good. Smith, the 34-yard field goal, and Prairie takes their first lead at 10-7 with 5:37 to play here in the first half. We will take a 30-second break, come back with a kickoff. Right after this, you listen to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you for the kickoff here from John Wall Memorial Field as Prairie's taking the first lead. It's 10-7. And Kennedy moving into the wind, and the wind has not subsided. We're going to hear from both coaches coming up at halftime. Mark Bliss of Prairie and Brian White of Kennedy. Great crowd on hand here tonight. They anticipated a big crowd.
Brian White is not going to be happy with three turnovers. Not one, but three.
And they've led to all 10 Prairie points. Here's the approach and the kick, and a high kick, but nope, going to sneak into the end zone. Marco Shanklin will take it a couple yards deep. And the Cougars will have it at the 20-yard line. See who comes out there. Tyron Deere staying out there for the Cougars as one wide out. And for the Cougars, they will have it first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Now Watkins is coming out there as a quarterback here. Now they're going to do a little tight formation here and movement up front, and that's going to cost Kennedy five. Ode to Prairie right there. Almost looks single wingish.
It did look single wing formation. It's that big bunch formation right in between the tight end and the offside tackle. So I don't know. We've seen some different things between coaching staffs this year that sometimes are tongue in cheek.
Kate Parker in there. Michael Watkins is under center. It's kind of a wishbone look. They're going to run a little wishbone. Watkins on the keeper, turns it up, and got twisted down. After a gain of three at about the 18-yard line, Derek Horak among the Prairie tacklers. It's Grant Smith in there as well. We'll pick our Happy Joe's ice cream, pizza and ice cream parlor player of the game coming up at the conclusion of this one. And Grant Smith was a player of the game, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Last time out. Second down, we'll call it 12. Again, that same tight formation,
oh,
and again,
my
movement by Kennedy.
It's kind of the opposite of a wishbone in that the two backs flanking the middle back are up close, offset fullbacks, in a sense.
And I think Brian White has said enough is enough, and we're going to go back to our regular formation.
Well, after the last play, which on the first down play, rather, the result of that play yielded a couple of yards, but Brian White came off the bench out into the numbers and was very upset about something that he yelled to Tyron Deere, who then took it back to the team.
Payson Kennedy in there at quarterback, and he's going to run the jet sweep. Packingham again coming to the right side, breaking tackles, 20 to the 25 to the 30, and pushed out of bounds with the first down. As John Campbell would say, he's a hucking and a bucking there, the big guy.
Andrig just loves turning the corner on that jet sweep. He knows that that's why he's in there.
Or Packingham.
Excuse me. When he's in there, that he's got such great speed, he turns that corner. And again, Prairie's defense getting outflanked did not set the edge.
Gain of 18 and a Kennedy first down. First and 10 from the 35, near side hash mark. Toss to Watkins, back in there at the tailback. Little crease, gets across the 40 and out to the 41-yard line. Corey's brought down Shane Smith and Lindgren along with Logan LaGrange.
Good hard run out there. We've talked about this tandem of Nolan Jacobs and Noah Glady all season, Scott. They just bulldozed to the left side there on that particular play.
4:10 clock rolling. First half, 10-7 Prairie, despite the fact the Hawks have only one first down in this football game. Second down and 4 from the 41. I formation, receivers left and right. Handoff second back through Watkins, leaps the pile. He's to the 50 and into Prairie territory. Down at the Hawk 49-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 10, and a Cougar first down.
That time it was the right side of the Cougar offensive line that had the awesome surge. Good low pad level. Helmets, shoulder pads out in front of their feet, driving back the black jerseys.
B.J. White back in there at quarterback for the Cougars. Moving into the wind here, Kennedy in the second quarter. Two receivers to the left side. Out of the eye, Lane Tolan there is the blocking back. They give it to Watkins, sweeping the left side again. Another good gain. Inside the 40 and down to the Prairie 36-yard line for 13 more. Kennedy's found something here.
Well, they've really been making their money on this drive over there behind Jacobs and Glady, who are just clearing the way. Somehow, Jim Dossel, defensive coordinator for Prairie, has got to recognize that they're exploiting that left side in there between the B and C gap, and he's going to have to start blitzing some people in there.
And they're going to call a timeout to talk about it.
I think that's what they're talking about right now, is they've got to bring some support on the run defensively over there on that, between that B and C gap on the left side of Kennedy's offense.
Timeout Prairie. We'll take a 30-second break. 10-7 Hawks back after this on KGYM.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question,
ahem, to dip or not to dip, no matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get 3 tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in 3 delicious flavors, chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Thanks to all the great sponsors that bring you high school football here on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. As Kennedy on the move, this drive starting at the 20-yard line. And the Cougars now in Prairie Hawk territory. First and 10 at the Hawk, 37.5-yard line. Wide under center, blitz coming from the outside. They run right at it. Allers breaks the tackle, kicks it outside, and knife down on a nice tackle coming up and making that Armand Pledge at about the 33.
Well, the defensive adjustment made during that timeout, Scott, was that they brought their Sam linebacker up on the line of scrimmage, put his fist down in the turf, in essence making a five-man front. It looks like they're going to stay in that. Actually, it's Jaden Goose that's coming up there on the defensive line now.
Second down, 6, a little more than 6. Kai Jenkins out to the right side this time for Kennedy. White turns, hands it off to the fullback, Toll just powers up the middle. And short gain takes it from the 34 to about the 31-yard line.
Man, Jim Dossel is devoting 9 bodies in the box right now. He's got 5 down linemen and 4 linebackers. They're just running a cover 2 back there, just basically daring Kennedy to throw the ball. But right now, the way they're having efficiency running it, he's just got to devote that many bodies up there defensively.
2.5 to play first half. Third down, long 3 for Kennedy. From just outside the 31, turn, handoff, Watkins. Cuts it back to the 30, up the middle, 25, and he's got a first down. All the way down to the Prairie, 23, on a pickup of 8. Pledge again from the secondary, coming up to make the stop.
Watkins ran right past the blitzing inside linebacker for Prairie there.
Gain of 8. We have seen 5 turnovers. That was our first third down conversion of this game. Very strange. Kennedy all runs into the wind. Handoff, second back, going to the right side. Watkins trying to turn the corner and does. To the 20, to the 15 before he's wrapped up. Jaden Goose. And also coming up to make the play. That Dalton Rayner playing some defense, or was that Brady Pinter? That's Pinter.
Pinter. Now a little offset unbalanced from Kennedy as they went with the tight end and two twins on that side and an offset fullback on that last play.
Tight end to the left and right. They'll run it. This is Watkins on a little delay. Cuts it back and looks like he's got enough for a first down. He'll take it down to the 12. And that will move the sticks again. Watkins has been the workhorse so far for Kennedy tonight. 5'10", 195, and a senior. Kennedy with the bevy of running backs.
Cougars will be able to get a first down somewhere around the 2-yard line.
First and 10, just outside the 12. Deer and DJ Davis to the right. Out of the eye. Prairie showing blitz, fumbled snap, it's loose. Right about the line of scrimmage. And Kennedy got it back. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And Jeff, you were right down there. Just a bad exchange. Quarterback pull out early. What happened?
Yeah, I think the center stepped on B.J. White's foot as he went to go back and hand that ball off to Michael Watkins. And Coach Brian White was all the way out on the numbers, almost to the hash mark, trying to call timeout with 1:06 left here in the half. And Kennedy threatening to take the lead or at least tie the game after turning the ball over three times in the first half and giving Prairie a short field for their only touchdown of the ball game.
All right, Jeff, thanks. Kennedy taking a timeout. And that will leave the Cougars with two.
This is a good timeout by Brian White. When you get down this deep and you've got second down and a nine here to get down to the first down marker, you don't want to have any wasted plays right now. This is an incredibly important possession for them to get points on the board. There's only 1:06 left before halftime, and they cannot afford to go into the halftime locker room without getting something out of this drive.
Well, the other thing, you do not want your quarterback with a bum shoulder having to dive into the pile like he had to do there to save a possible fumble.
Yeah, never mind, he's your son.
Yeah. Second and 9 for Kennedy at, we'll call it the just inside the 12. As the Cougars break the huddle, Maxwell over the ball at center. Kennedy will go tight end left side. Two receivers out to the right, out of the eye. White, toss sweep to Watkins, trying to get to the corner. Cuts it up at the 10. Spin move, gets down to the 5, and the Jaden Goose brings him down at about the 4-yard line. Clock continues to run.
Toss sweep, jet sweep have been very kind to this Kennedy offense in the first half.
Third down, though, and the clock continues to run. Third down, yard and a half, just inside the 4. Down to 40 seconds. Tolan there as the fullback. White under center, timeout Kennedy. Timeout Cougars will take one as well. 37 seconds to play here in the first half. Prairie 10, Kennedy 7, back after this on KGYN.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
5:15 till half.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field. Kennedy using their second timeout of the first half. Down 10-7, but the Cougars looking to take the lead here. They've got a third down and a yard and a half.
One timeout left for both teams, but Brian White calling a couple of plays now over there as his Cougar offense come back out. They will have the ball on the right hash.
You don't think anything but a sweep here, is it?
They've had so much success outside, but that could be where they get in trouble and have a loss too, Scott. I'd be a little wary of that this close.
For Prairie, big Caleb West in there on the nose. 37.7 to go. White under center, the triple power eye for Kennedy. Toss sweep, left side, Watkins. Got hit in the backfield and brought down.
That is why you don't toss sweep on the 3-yard line right there. Any penetration to the wide side, which Prairie got, is going to give you a big loss. Now the clock's running, Scott, and I think they're going to have to use their final timeout and kick the field goal.
Minus 10 there, and Shane Smith got through there. Kennedy's just going to take it down, And Brian White.
Alex Stone's going to be coming out for this field goal.
And it's into the wind. Keep that in mind. And Kennedy will use the timeout with 1.2 to play here in the first half. And, well, scenario to try to tie it up here at halftime.
Yeah, that sweep has been very good to them in so many regards here in the first half. But when you get down that close to the goal line, you just can't waste the possibility of a penetration like that. That took them out of the range of getting a very short touchdown right at the end there. So now Alex Stone coming out. He's going to be able to put down his kicking tee just slightly off the center of the field. So he's going to have a beautiful look at it, Scott. But as you said, kicking straight into that gusty south wind.
They will mark it down. Payson Kennedy to hold. He'll be right smack dab in the middle of the field. Going to be a 30-yard attempt to try to tie it here. And now Prairie's going to take a timeout. Why not? You can't
the
take
icer.
It with you, right?
That's right. Let him think about it a little bit.
Winner goes to the playoffs. Loser's season is done. And we got 1.2 seconds remaining in the first half, and each team out of their complimented timeouts.
Alex Stone doesn't look at all taken aback by this. He just walked over, calmly took off his helmet, and he's doing a few phantom practice kicks behind the huddle where Brian White is talking to his special teams.
Tell you what, Jeff, let's get, if the field goal is good, we'll get Brian White going into halftime, because your first time, I think, here at John Wall, and the visitors have a long trek to their locker room, so it'll probably be easier that way if the field goal is good. If not, you'll have to hustle down and get Coach Bliss. So here we go. To try to tie it on the final play of the first half, it'll be a 30-yard attempt by Alex Stone. Here's a snap, placed down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, and he nailed it. Stone, a 30-yard field goal, and hey, why not? Strange way to get there, but we are tied here at the halftime break. Kennedy 10, Prairie 10. And we'll get a word from Cougar head coach Brian White coming up here, as he's going to stop and talk with the head official here, the white hat. And which is pretty routine, usually what happens at the halftime break, as Prairie Band about ready to make their way out onto the field turf here at John Wall Memorial Field. Here comes Brian White moving his way toward Jeff Moss. And Jeff, if you want to angle this way when you have the coach, that'd be great. Don't get hit by one of the flags. And here we go. Jeff's caught up with Brian White, and we'll throw it down to him.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We're here with Brian White, head coach of the Cougars. Coach, you get a big field goal to end the half there and go into the locker room all tied up. A couple turnovers there in the first half. What'd you like out of your first half? What didn't you like?
Well, you know, we had some momentum there at the end. We were moving the ball pretty well, and we just had a mental breakdown on the goal line down here. It probably cost us 4 points. I think we're moving the ball up and down the field, but, man, we got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot. That's kind of been our theme all year, you know. We can't get behind the sticks, can't have penalties, can't turn the ball over. So we definitely have to clean some things up the second half.
Coach, you get the ball first to start the second half. What do you want to see out of your guys for the last two quarters?
The exact same thing we've been doing. We got to muscle up and pound the ball on them.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Brian White, head coach of the Cougars. There you go, guys. 10-10. Locked up at the half. This feels like a playoff game.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's got the feeling of a playoff game, and in essence is a playoff game. We'll talk to Mark Bliss coming up here as well at the halftime break. 10-10 between Prairie and Kennedy. We're going to take a 90-second break and come back, talk halftime with you right after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
AutoZone presents your headlights. As the days get shorter, your headlights need to shine at their brightest. And upgrading to a brighter light can really maximize your safety. Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two single Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Capsules or a twin pack. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back with you from Cedar Rapids Prairie College Community School District as we are at halftime. 10-10 game between Prairie and Kennedy. Knew it was going to be close. Didn't exactly know the trail we were going to get to here at halftime, but it's been an interesting first half and a very, very close first half.
We knew both teams were going to come out and fight tooth and nail. What we didn't expect was the turnovers that both sides would have. We also didn't expect, Scott, for the ball to be in the air and picked off as many times as it has. You know, they've just been wantonly throwing the ball as deep as they can downfield. And all you got to do is go back and play center field, and it's just been easy pickings for the safeties here so far.
Adjustments galore, I think, are going to be made at halftime. First thing is both teams want to hold on to the football. That's for paramount to both.
We talked about that in our keys to the game, is that, you know, turnovers are huge. Just one going into the second half, one more could determine the fate of the game. And, you know, go back to fact that not only are special teams in need of some big adjustments, but so are the defenses, particularly Prairie's right now. They've got to find a way to shut down this outside rushing attack of Kennedy, because their sweep, toss sweep, jet sweep, just not setting an edge and turning that up so that they can get their bodies back in there. The black jerseys have got to come in and give some help in there, and they're not doing that right now. But if you overcompensate on that, then they come back and they can run between the tackles. And there has been a little bit of that evidence right towards on that last drive that Kennedy had. Jim Dossel, the defensive coordinator, brought up an extra linebacker so they have a five-man front. They brought up their strong safety, in essence making a 5-4 defense to try and stop that run. You can't commit any more bodies against the run than nine guys, Scott.
Well, taking a look at the unofficial stats that we have here at the halftime break in a 10-10 ball game, you would think Kennedy would have a big lead right now. 154 total yards for the Cougars to 38 right now for the Prairie Hawks. Kennedy, 154 yards. They've got 156 in the ground, minus two through the air so far tonight. The only catch was by Michael Watkins for minus two. Payson Kennedy is 0 for 3 with an interception. Watkins 0 for 1. He had a man wide open and just overthrew him. And White, B.J. White, 1 for 1 for minus 2 here in the first half. On the ground, Michael Watkins has had a very good first half. 14 carries so far, or 16 carries for 81 yards. Keyshawn Allers has carried it three times for 17. Zach Packingham has carried it twice for 44. Justin Johnson, two carries for 7. Cade Parker, one carry for 6. Kennedy with 8 first downs, but 5 penalties for 30 yards in the first half, and 3 turnovers, which have led directly to all 10 Prairie points in the first half. For the Prairie Hawks, we mentioned only 38 unofficial yards at halftime so far. One first down I have Prairie in the first half. 37 yards rushing, 1 yard receiving. Dalton Rayner tonight is 2 of 5 for 1 yard and 2 interceptions. Isaac Lindgren, 0 for 1. Andreg has caught one. Graham has caught one as well. Kennedy's bottled up Keegan Simmons. 7 carries, 16 yards in the ball game tonight. Braxton Zimmerman, 4 carries, 10 yards. Lindgren has carried it twice for 9 yards. 1 first down, 1 penalty for 10 yards for Prairie, 1 sack, and they've turned it over on 2 different occasions. Third down conversions. Kennedy, 1 for 5. Prairie, 0 for 4. Prairie is 1 for 1 on fourth down, though, and Kennedy, 0 for 1 on third down. And time of possession right now, 13 minutes, 38 seconds for Kennedy to 10:22 for Prairie. If you asked Mark Bliss before the game and said, okay, you're going to have 38 yards, 2 turnovers, and 1 first down in the first half, and you're going to be tied, I think he would take it. Wouldn't be happy, but I think he'd take it.
I think he'd say, I don't know how that could possibly happen, because statistically that doesn't sound like we could play much worse than that. But you're right, to have the 10-10 score, I think both teams are kind of feeling fortunate in a way that they get to come out and have basically a clean, even slate for the second half.
Senior band members being honored here at halftime at John Wall Memorial Field, as we are at the break with Kennedy and number 10 Prairie tied at 10 apiece. We gave you all the playoff scenarios last night, and we've got the wild cards to think about as well. And it's very tough to, very, very tough to figure those out, because you can win and only win by 1. Somebody else wins by 17, and then you got to, it's very, very difficult to do that. But they're going to be doing that tonight in Boone till the early wee hours of the morning.
Those of us that like to speculate have got certain teams that we just feel collectively deserve to be in the playoffs, even though they're going to be third in their respective districts. But, you know, it doesn't matter. There's going to be a lot of bated breath held right up until maybe after midnight to see whether or not some of those wild card teams actually get in or the guys turn in their gear.
Some scores to throw your way. This is for a playoff spot. South Wind is shutting out Belmont Clemmy 30-0. That in the fourth quarter. AHSTW, they are in already. And they're losing tonight to Missouri Valley 24-14. How about that? Clear Lake leading New Hampton 7-0. That is at halftime. Those are probably both in. Both these teams are in. The winner is the champ. The loser is the runner-up. And Midland is putting it to Lone Tree, 46-6. Your 8-man dream is still alive, perhaps.
How about that?
Cedar Falls doing just fine, thank you, getting ready for the playoffs. 52-0 at halftime over Waterloo East.
That score is going to be kind of common in some thread on some of these others that we'll be giving to.
Third quarter, Pleasant Valley up at Dalzell, leading Dubuque Senior 21-3. And the winner of that one moves into the playoffs as well. Applington Parkersburg way ahead, 52-6 right now. And see if we can get the latest here. Cascade 14-7 at halftime over Union. And Mount Vernon leading Williamsburg 15-7. That in the second quarter right now. And if Mount Vernon wins and West Liberty wins, Williamsburg's going to have to get in via the wild card route. And they were number one in the state a couple weeks ago.
Well, and that's one of those districts where I think there's a collective agreement that three teams should probably find their way into the playoffs.
And again, we'll have all of the scores from Eastern Iowa coming up tonight on the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, and that comes your way after the game with Jeff Downing. Until midnight tonight, hopefully we'll have the playoff teams. They usually let those out a little bit before midnight. And then sometimes second bowl of chili, sometimes it's beyond chili tonight.
Yes, as our tradition.
As is tradition, and we indoctrinate a new member into the Chili Hall of Fame tonight with Jeff Moss, I think.
Very good.
I intrigued him by saying that we have chili on the final night of the regular season.
Well, finding your house the first time is always a trick, so I may have to have him follow me.
I told him, you better follow us, man. But we will have that coming your way tonight. 10-10 here at the halftime break. Tell you what, they've got 70 combined seniors in this band that they are introducing.
And
they're introducing everyone except Randy Firehelm behind us.
Who did have a musical background, by the way.
Yes, he did. His father was with the the man that started the Kennedy.
Wrote the Kennedy fight song,
wrote
I believe.
The fight song. And the alma right. mater. There you go. So, yeah, maybe he should be introduced along with the other band members here. We're going to talk a lot about the high school playoffs next week. I think I coerced KJ into coming on Monday, and we'll talk about that. Got to talk a little wrestling as well when we have KJ on. So
it's long past due. As I get a Russian tie here next to me. Yeah.
Especially with Iowa's Kevin Dresser getting his first biggie. Now, a legacy, yes, but a biggie nonetheless. Number four recruit in the country, I think.
Won't that be fun if we can have some excitement for the Iowa and Iowa State duels again?
Besides having it on the side of the mat.
KJ will be right down there, mat side, for all the action. That's going to be fun.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Football tonight, though, halftime, 10th rated Cedar Rapids Prairie 10 and Cedar Rapids Kennedy 10. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back, talk some more halftime with you from John Wall Memorial Field right after this. You're listening to High School Football here on KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Ferguson Facilities Supply has the products, services, and solutions facility and property managers need when and where they need them. We offer a vast array of janitorial, lighting, HVAC, hardware, safety, and plumbing products, and that's just the first half of our catalog. And with nationwide coverage, we deliver directly to your facility, making sure you have everything you need to get the job done. Because at Ferguson, relationships are the most important thing we maintain. Learn more at Ferguson.com.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly! One out of every four batteries will fail this winter. Get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We'll help determine the life of your battery or the perfect replacement. Plus, take advantage of the mail-in rebates on select Superstart batteries. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Back with you at John Wall Memorial Field here at halftime. 10-10 game between Prairie and Kennedy. As the Cougars scoring first drive of the game after a Prairie punt, a short punt into the wind. And Michael Watkins from 3 yards out. Extra point by Alex Stone made it 7-0. And then the turnover fest started. Was Prairie with the punt. Kennedy with an interception. Prairie with an interception. Kennedy with a fumble that led to Prairie's first score. Keegan Simmons 17 yards out. That made it 7-7 after the extra point by Jason Smith. And then Prairie took the lead after a Kennedy fumble on a punt. And a field goal by Jay Smith from 34 yards out made it 10-7. And then Kennedy took it down into the wind, 5:37 off the clock, scored in the final play of the first half. Alex Stone from 30 yards out, and we are tied 10-10. One thing for the second half, and you're going to hear Mark Bliss say it when he talks to Jeff Moss, and they have got to get number one loose. Keegan Simmons has had only 16, well, checked it. I beg your pardon. I did not write down his touchdown run. So for Simmons, he has 33 yards. So give Prairie 55 total yards in the first half.
That's so far under his average, though, that it's ridiculous. And I think the other thing you're going to hear Mark Bliss obviously say is that the offensive line has got to get a push. Right now, Kennedy's just producing a stalemate defensively on every one of the running plays Prairie attempts. Until the offensive line gets under some of the white jersey pads and pushes them back, which is what we're used to seeing from Prairie, the offense isn't going to continue to go nowhere. So it's going to be a mindset change, Scott. It's not going to be correcting anything that they're technically doing wrong. It's all going to be in between the ears.
So get Simmons going if you're Cedar Rapids Prairie. And for Kennedy, I think Kyle Knox got to be just extremely happy, the defensive coordinator for the Cougars, about his defense's first half.
Well, let's go back to if you told him before the game sort of scenario. If you'd have told Kyle Knox that he his defense would allow that few rushing yards going into halftime, he'd have been elated.
Absolutely. 10-10 game here as Prairie Band's going to get a little bit of a performance after their senior night here. Football playoffs begin next Friday night. We'll have a game for you. We'll have a pair of games for you. I'm not sure where or when or who or
very
what
likely
class.
We'll be on the road.
Pretty likely we're going to be on the road somewhere.
But we've done that before. We're no strangers to that business.
No. And looking forward to that. And
tell you one we haven't been to that I'd kind of find intriguing, though. I haven't been to Bettendorf to broadcast a game. Tuvel Stadium press box. I've been in as a coach. I have not been in the broadcast area.
I have. Now, I haven't been there since they redid it. Now it's got field turf in there. It looks very nice. Always been a very nice stadium.
We've been to North Scott.
Been to North Scott.
For playoff games.
I've been to Bettendorf. I have not been to Pleasant Valley, though.
I haven't been there either.
I've seen the stadium, but I have not been to Pleasant Valley. You have not been to the Little Rose Bowl, you
said. I have not been to the Little Rose Bowl, but hey.
I've been there several times. By the way, halftime at Kingston, 13-7. Jefferson still on top of Mason City. And, boy, oh, boy, you talk about the Jayhawks. They could have kicked themselves. If they won that Wash game,
well,
the points
have
would have gone
on the last
favor.
Drive of that Washington game. But you know what? Credit Washington there. They took care of business that night. So, the sun came up today for Washington.
Yes, it did.
Okay? And it happened. It was what it was. It wasn't pretty. But you got to find a way to flush it. And everybody at Washington knows that. The kids know it. The coaches know it. And it's the old cliche, but when you start the postseason, everything's 0-0 again. Are they going to probably get number one rated Iowa City West? Yeah, probably. But at the same time, go shock the world. They're capable of doing it.
Well, we said last night, when Wash is good, Wash is real good. And when it's not real good,
this year anyway,
it's not been pretty at times. Like the last 5 minutes last night of that game against Waterloo West.
You know, but you got to remember that these are 16, 17, 18-year-old guys that are playing an emotional game down there, and the sting coming off of that loss last night. So anything could happen.
Here's Mark Bliss, and we're going to get a word with the Prairie coach with our own Jeff Moss down on the sidelines here before halftime. And, Jeff, you got the coach. We'll throw it down to you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Mark Bliss, head coach of the Prairie Hawks. Coach 10-10 sitting here at halftime. What did you talk about with your guys in that locker room?
Well, what we did most of the time was doing adjustments. They showed us some looks they haven't shown all year and things that they haven't done or we haven't seen. So we'll find out how quick our kids adjust to what they did to us defensively and stuff. So hopefully our kids will take and absorb it and soak it in, and we'll go out and apply a little better and try to move the chains a little bit and take our defense off the field.
Defensively, your guys forced some turnovers, which led to all your points. Offensively, what do you need to see in the second half from those guys to get the ball movement, get some first downs, and get some extended drive?
Well, we just need to be a little bit more consistent. Like I said, especially our quarterback, Dalton is just panicking tonight for whatever reason. He shouldn't have to, considering he's a two-year starter, but for whatever reason, he's just got to relax and be a little bit more composed in the pocket and take what they give you instead of trying to press it downfield. And then, like I said, offensive line-wise, we just got to be able to pick up some of the stuff that they've shown on us. And if we can do that, then we should be okay. We'll see what happens.
Coach, good luck in the second
Thanks,
half.
Thanks, brother. God bless. Thank you.
All right, Mark Bliss, head coach of the Prairie Hawks. 10-10 here at half. And we're going to be in for an exciting 24 minutes, guys.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks to Mark Bliss as well for joining us here at the halftime break. So 10-10. Got 24 minutes to determine a playoff qualifier.
Well, he didn't come out specifically and say what his adjustments were, but let's just pick on one offensively and one defensively, Scott. Defensively, they've got to find a way to set the edge on the jet sweeps and the toss sweeps. They haven't consistently done that in the first half. I'm sure that was a major point of discussion with defensive coordinator Jim Dostal. And offensively, they've got to be able to pick up those linebackers, especially the inside three in that 3-5 that are shooting through the B and the C gaps, because they haven't done that either. And whenever those guys can get penetration, it doesn't matter what kind of a formation you have, they're going to meet those handoffs in the backfield make it very difficult. So talking about it and then putting it into reality are two different things, but at least they've had a chance to regroup, think it over, and I think it's just a mindset. You've got to play crisper, cleaner. You've got to play with more efficiency. You've got to take care of the opportunities that are offered you, and you've just got to play with your heart on your sleeve for the next 24 minutes and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, maybe somebody that can start to throw the football a little bit will have the upper hand in this one. Neither team has thrown it tonight.
Well, they've thrown it, but they've thrown it up for grabs.
It's been minus 1 yard of passing between the two teams tonight.
Wow.
And
underneath, passing game has been non-existent. In both teams' defenses, they have the big play potential on those long verticals down the field. But right now, it's just easy pickings for the free safeties to sit back there and pick off the lollipops that are being thrown by both teams.
All right, great to see some people lined up around the chain-link fences here at John Wall Memorial Field. Big crowd on hand, full on the Kennedy side, full here on the Cedar Rapids Prairie side as well. As Prairie, they're all black with the pink, the tribute. They just got these uniforms in a couple days ago, Coach said. They had a fundraiser over the summer to purchase these. And they are wearing them tonight. They will kick off, Prairie will. And the Hawks are going to kick off into the wind. So Kennedy's going to get the ball and the wind. Very important. The Cougars maybe put some points up here in the third quarter.
Continue to see what the developments are with their quarterbacking situation, because B.J. White, the starter all year, has not been able to throw the ball. They've had Payson Kennedy in there trying his best, the junior 5'10", 155, and just hasn't had a lot of success either.
Here we go. Second half underway. It's going to be a squib kick, and it comes up and hops to one of the upbacks for Kennedy, Lucas Petchy. And he just falls on it. And Kennedy's going to get excellent field position as Petchy falls on it at about the 47-yard line.
That's nice field position. Good heads-up play by Petchy.
So first down for the Cougars. We've seen B.J. White. We've seen Payson Kennedy. It's going to be White to start the first half. Cam Jones tight end to the left side. In fact, Kennedy's going to go with the slot to the right. And Michael Watkins coming in now, and he'll be the tailback behind Keyshawn Allers. One receiver to the right side. And on first down, toss sweep. Watkins cuts it back in and got popped at the 48, but did get off of that and got into Prairie territory down to the 49-yard line for a pickup of four.
Did you see any evidence of any setting the edge on that play by the defense for Prairie, Scott?
Oh, yes.
I think that was talked about long and hard in that locker room as they set that edge, and I mean immediately.
85 total yards in the game now for Michael Watkins. Second down, six from just inside the Prairie 49. Again, slot right, and they'll hand it off to the fullback.
Ooh.
Allers got absolutely popped. Logan LaGrange, junior linebacker, 6 foot, 180 pounder, has rocked him.
Anticipated blitz called there, and they popped it right into the gap that the play was running.
Did give him three. I didn't think he got that far.
Boy, that's a very generous spot.
And it'll be third down and short coming up for the Cougars. Third down at about three for the Prairie 46. Wide side of the field, they're right smack dab in the middle of the field. Out of the eye, White turns, hands it off to Watkins. Hit and brought down. Gavin Grant Smith, first one to get there, number four, the linebacker. And that's going to be a loss of about three back to the 49.
That's as aggressive as the Prairie linebacking crew has played tonight, and they're just in the backfield immediately. It's just an attitude difference here from the first half.
Now, Kennedy to punt, but Watkins has ran it before. Keep that in mind. It's a fourth and six.
And the wind at his back.
From the Kennedy 49, gets a snap. He will kick it away, and not a good one again.
Missed it again.
Off the side of his foot. Goes way out of bounds on the Kennedy side. And it's only going to be about a 16-yard punt. 10-10 game, 10-15 to play, third quarter, and Prairie will get it back.
You know, his mechanics for punting, Scott, are built around that rugby style where you take a couple of lateral lunges away from it and, you know, maybe making everybody think that you're going to fake it and run the ball. He hasn't been doing that. He's just kind of been getting out of his rhythm of kicking.
First down, they're going to mark it at the 33-yard line. Here's Anderegg on the end around, the jet sweep, nothing doing. Ben Saracen. He's been all over the place tonight for this Kennedy defense. Yeah,
Saracen's name has been called more tonight than we have all season in the games that we've covered. He's just playing like that veteran senior that knows he's got to step up and improve his game.
That's a gain of one on Andreg's first carry of the night. Now Kennedy's got, I believe that's Cam Waldrop out there, but I think he's wearing Jordan Davis's uniform. Here's a direct snap to Simmons, going to the short side, tries to lower the shoulder, and he didn't get much.
Maybe a yard.
Allers and Cade Parker, Brock Remitko all there for the Cougars. I think Waldrop either got a torn jersey or he's throwing a shout-out to his friend Jordan Davis, who, of course, went out early in the season with a bad leg injury.
This is going to be an interesting call here from Mark Bliss. Third and about eight. He's going to have some kind of play action or perhaps a draw. Rayner back in the shotgun.
Graham, the blocking back, trips to the left side. They hand it off to Simmons. Keep it on the ground. Turns it up. Gets to the 40-yard line. Dives ahead. Going to be short.
He did not get it.
Yep. Short of the first down by about a yard and a half. He'll pick up six, but Prairie will go three and out.
Well, are they going to roll the dice here?
No, I don't think so.
No, the punt team's now coming in. And let's see if they learned a lesson from kicking into that stiff wind in the first quarter.
10-10 game. 8.5 to play third quarter. Kai Jenkins drops back to the 25-yard line.
Scott, they're not punting.
No, they are not. Going to be a direct snap. Simmons lowers the shoulder and busts through for a first down. Got it on fourth down. Took it from the 42 to the 47.
Simmons just off Lindgren's hip back there in the shotgun position. And again, the direct snap to Simmons. And he just decided there was no way that we're going to go three and out on our first drive.
So Prairie keeps the drive alive. First down, 47-yard line. Pinter in the game out to the right side. Brady Pinter. First down. And Simmons behind three blocking backs. Takes it off the right side into Kennedy territory. And he's bulldogged down by Cade Parker as he gets to the Kennedy 49-yard line.
Three, count them, three fullbacks up there just on the hips of the center guard and tackle on that side. And you talk about committing bodies to the side you're going to run to.
Yeah, they got LaGrange in there as a blocker in the backfield. Hamilton in there and Graham.
There's the three fullbacks again. Nothing fancy, just going to put body on a hat on a hat.
And where are you going to go, left or right? Simmons going to go left. Little swim move and takes it down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line coming left.
Well, the defense had an attitude adjustment for Prairie. Now the offensive line's starting to show that, you know, they've got more in them than they showed in that first half as well.
Third coming down up for Prairie.
Black shirts just pushing the white shirts back now for the first time tonight.
Kennedy's got a 42 in there. We don't have a 42 on the roster, but he made the tackle. Third down and about a yard and a half. Again, same formation, three fullbacks. Simmons right side this time. First down to the 40-yard line. Cuts it up the near side hash, 35, and down to the 34-yard line. Gain of 10 and another Prairie first down. Their first third down conversion of the night.
I feel like I'm watching Niall Kinnick and the Ironman from 39 right now. And I'm not saying that in any negative or derogatory sense, but this is just old-fashioned single wing, body on a body, hat on a hat. Here we come.
And Kennedy has got 10 in the box right now. Simmons up the middle. Little stop and go move, and not much. As he takes it to about the 32-yard line. And again,
now if you don't split anybody out, Scott, you can devote, you know, 10 or 11 guys probably to run support in there. And that's what Kyle Knox having to do right now, because this is just nothing fancy here schematically or formation-wise. There's no shifting going on, which is what we're used to.
High school football tonight, second down and eight. Simmons, direct snap. He'll get to the outside this time. Turns the corner, 30. Angling to the 25 and out of bounds. Terrell Jordan Jr. brought him down at about the 23, but that is nine more and another Prairie first down.
Well, and that's what you got to be careful of if you're Kennedy's defensively, is that you don't let them bubble and bounce that to the outside. You've got to get a man out there now to set the edge and not get outflanked.
Listen to High School Football, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM Cedar Rapids.
You know what I think, Mark Bliss, in a nice way as he could have? I think he challenged the manhood of Prairie.
First down at the 24, direct snap. Here comes Simmons with a little delay coming right, and Saracen caught him from behind as Ben throws him down after a gain of three at the 20-yard line.
I think it's plain and simple right now is we're going to go out there, and all we're going to do is block straight ahead and run the ball down your throat. And you better have the testosterone that I think you have because we're going to score on our first possession. And right now that's Prairie's mindset.
Prairie's coming up on holding the ball for 6 minutes. Again, the three fullbacks, Simmons, direct snap, gets it. Coming to the left, Graham pulling, and Saracen again brings him down after a gain of about two.
This is just 11 guys in black as tightly bunched together on the field as you can get against 11 white jerseys that are as tightly bunched as you can get.
It's almost rugby.
It is. It looks like rugby. It's exactly what it looks like.
This time, Isaac Lindgren's going to come in, and Prairie's going to get out of that. Simmons will stay in the backfield. Lindgren will go in a slot left. Graham, the blocking back. Unbalanced line to the right. They'll go left instead, and Simmons caught and thrown down. Only a gain of about a yard.
Nice adjustment defensively there by Kennedy as Simmons tried to bounce that to the outside. He had success earlier on the drive with that, but Kennedy learned their lesson well.
Justin Johnson on the stop, and he limps out now for Kennedy. Fourth down. Long four for Prairie. Looks like they're going to go for it.
It was just an old-fashioned meat grinder drive.
Prairie needs just inside the 14-yard line, so it's actually a full four.
Boy, that play clock is under 10 seconds, and Prairie's off, and now they're going to take a timeout.
Yep, timeout going to be taken by Mark Bliss and Prairie. We'll take one as well. 4 minutes to play here in the game's third quarter. Tied at 10. Prairie on the move, though, with a fourth down. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all four Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Back with you at Prairie, a big fourth down coming up. Fourth down at about four. They always have a great tradition here at Prairie on senior night. They have the senior cheerleaders' parents down there. Moms are doing routines. And dads are involved. They're lifting their daughters now. How about that? That's where you don't want to drop one.
A lot of dads with their daughters on top of their shoulders with mothers looking on very
anxiously.
Nervously.
All right, here we go. Fourth down. Mark Bliss has talked about it with his offense. And Prairie with a wide side of the field to the right. Lindgren in the backfield calling signals. Now they're going to shift, and did Kennedy jump? They did.
Yes, they did.
Brian White is out there arguing his point with the official on the near side. Did Prairie cause Kennedy to give him a free five?
Well, they hadn't done any shifts pre-snap in this 12-play drive heretofore, but it was a good call. And now Mark Bliss is out, and he's pleading a case. Are they picking the flag up?
No, nope, encroachment Kennedy. That's going to give Prairie the first down. They describe it, John. They move half their line.
It's just a wholesale shift before the snap, and they hadn't done any of that here in the second half. And so it was a good ploy after that timeout to come out and make that shift happen. And if you're one of those Kennedy defenders, especially up on the defensive line, you know, you're just chomping at the bit to get in that backfield and make a play. And as soon as you see those guys all move, then it pulls you instinctively.
First and 10 for Prairie at the 12. 4 minutes exactly to play here in the third quarter. 10-10 game. Zimmerman in the slot to the right side. Direct snap, Simmons coming to the right side, gets to the 10-yard line and spun down right there. Good double-team tackle, Marco Shanklin and Cade Parker there for the Cougar defense. This has been all Keegan Simmons except for the first run by Jace Anderegg of this drive.
13 plays, marching the ball ever so steadily down the field, and it's just chewing up the clock here in this third quarter.
3.5 to play here in the third. Now they're going to go unbalanced line. Lindgren on the inside handoff. Zimmerman following his blockers right side to the 5 and chugging his way down close to the first down to about the 2. A little different look that time. And it goes for about 8, and it's going to depend on the spot here. And the officials are going to take a look.
I think the chains are coming out.
And trying to spot Jeff.
Eagle Eye Moss is right on it.
All right, Jeff, what do you think? Well, have you had a chance to look at it, though?
He's just shy of the 2. He should be short by about just short.
He's still perfect. Still perfect on the year.
Boy, these are close, though. They're testing you, Jeff.
So it'll be a third and about 2 inches.
They're testing. Man, those are close. Whenever they hold up their thumb and their forefinger that close together, you might as well have a credit card slip it through there.
Hawks tried that line shift last time. See what they do right here for Prairie. Graham back in there, LaGrange and Hamilton in the backfield ahead of Simmons. He's going to get it. Clock winds, Simmons direct snap, coming to the right side, turns a corner, got the touchdown. What a drive into the wind, all running here for Cedar Rapids Prairie.
Well, that's just what the doctor ordered. If you're Mark Bliss coming out of halftime, probably had a little heart to Jesus talk about the mentality, mindset of your offense, and boy, he got the results that he was looking for on the 3-yard plunge there by Simmons.
And a drive that took 7 minutes and 15 seconds. Extra point. They get out of the swinging gate here, and it will be Jay Smith to try it. Low snap, dug out of there, and the kick on its way, and it's good. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Prairie on top. Hawks 17, Kennedy 10. Back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
Wendy's new chicken tenders are perfectly tender and crisp, and Wendy's new side of Sawsome sauce is perfect for dipping. Which begs the question,
ahem, to dip or not to dip? No matter thy choice, thou can'test go wrong.
Making Wendy's chicken tenders deliciously different. For a limited time, get 3 tenders with small fries and a small drink for just $5. And try Wendy's new fresh baked cookies in 3 delicious flavors. Chocolate chunk, sugar, and double chocolate chip. Add one to any combo for 99 cents.
At participating Wendy's, offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Another squib kick, as picking it up is, I believe, Teron Deere for the Cougars. And that's who it was, and he'll take it back to the 39-yard line. The stats on that last drive, the facts and figures, 67 yards, 13 plays, all runs, 7 minutes, 15 seconds.
Yep, that's Ironman football. We're having a flashback to 1939.
Kennedy down 7 now. Harrison into the game, out to the right side. Kennedy's going to go with the spread look here. One setback, and Kennedy on the inside, handoff, nothing doing. Did not fool Prairie that time, as Michael Watkins swallowed up right at the line of scrimmage.
Well, just no push from the offensive line. Kennedy, like they got in the first half, Scott. And right now, the momentum has just shifted in this game, and it's being evidenced up on in the trenches there where we said the key to this game was. That trench momentum right now, squarely in the black and pink shirts of Prairie.
Second down and 10 for Kennedy. Again, 2 left, 2 to the right side. Shotgun snap back to Kennedy. Throws the out. And A.J. Davis with spinning catch. Short gain of about 7 to the 46-yard line.
Yeah, Payson Kennedy in there again, the junior, to deliver that pass. And it's almost bizarre to have a completed pass right now, isn't it, in this game?
That's the first completed pass since the early second quarter. And that one went for minus two. Third down for the Cougars. They're one out of six on third down tries. Third and three for the 49. The power eye, and now Prairie may have jumped. Movement up front, and I think they got the Hawks to jump.
Yep. That'll be an automatic first down for Kennedy.
And they will move at five. And Kennedy will get the first down.
That will take the ball into Prairie Hawk territory now at the Hawk 49. Kennedy trying to answer the touchdown that Prairie just put on the board to go up 17 to 10.
First and 10 at the Hawk 49-yard line. Kennedy still in there at quarterback. B.J. White is, and Watkins is going to stop and throw. He's got a man wide open. Jenkins, and he missed him again.
This time the ball was underthrown. Exact same play that we saw in the first half. And again, I think he's compensating for that wind. Last time, he got too much air underneath it. This time, not enough.
Oh, and Brian White came out to the numbers with his hands on his hips that time. He made the right call.
The receiver blew so far past the secondary for Prairie. That's two touchdowns tonight on the halfback option pass that did not happen.
Second and 10 for the Cougars. They'll send A.J. Davis in motion from right to left. And they'll run the double handoff. Davis is going to stop. He's going to throw. Another guy open. This is Deer. Stops, makes the catch, turning at the 22 to the 20 and down to the 19-yard line. Everybody's throwing passes for Kennedy.
A.J. Davis grabs the ball on the reverse and throws the strike down to the Prairie Hawk 20.
And there is a penalty marker, though, on the play. It's going to be roughing the passer against Prairie.
Oh, so this is going to go well inside the red zone now. Tack on another half the distance to the goal. This is going to take it down to probably about
the 10-yard line.
Yeah, somewhere right around the 10, maybe even around the 9.
Half the distance, and even if you are on a double reverse, you still have all the privileges of a passer back there.
How gutsy is that by Brian White to come out and try a different version of the same pass and yet again caught the secondary for Prairie napping two plays in a row. Ball will be just inside the 10.
It'll be first down and goal. They start the clock, minute 11 to play in the third quarter. Under center White, toss to Watkins. Tries to cut it back up, nothing doing. Right at the line of scrimmage, he was met there. Smith was there, and big 78, Caleb West.
Yep, Prairie's done their homework on stopping that toss sweep.
A lot of good adjustments made by Jimmy Dostal at halftime.
No doubt about that.
Could come up on the final play of the third quarter here. 17-10, 10th-rated Prairie on top here over Kennedy. Second down, a goal for the 10. 15 on the play clock, triple I. Parker in there as the middleman. Watkins going to be the quarterback. He's going to take it and just turn to the right. Student body right, penalty flag down, and Watkins out of bounds. At about the 7, but we'll see what the penalty's about.
Oh, they're readjusting the flag, so this is going to be a hold. Whenever you see them come in and readjust the point of that flag, it's so that they can mark off the 10 yards.
Seventh Cougar penalty of the night.
My goodness. And
that was a huge one.
Oh, man, they were going to have the ball down about the Prairie 5-yard line, but instead it's going to be marched back, and that's going to hurt severely.
It's going to be about the 17-yard line. It'll be second and goal. Mark Bliss pacing the sideline on the near side. Brian White over on the far side at about the 30-yard line. Triple I again, Justin Johnson in there. He will dot it. Watkins still in there at the quarterback spot. He will be back to throw. He's going to throw it up for grabs, and a diving attempt at an interception comes up short that time for Jalen Smith.
He threw that to a receiver he could not even see, Scott.
And Jalen Smith was the only one there. Third and goal.
What a dangerous play that was.
Here, Kennedy even three here. Now, you want seven, obviously.
Yeah, but you got to get something.
You got to get something.
The way the clock is moving right now with these rushing attacks, every possession at this late stage in the game is crucial. And you've got Alex Stone in there with the wind at his back that can absolutely nail this if they need him to.
Payson Kennedy back in there at the quarterback spot. Sends a man in motion. And Harrison in motion. Kennedy with the throw. Lobs the right side of the end zone. Incomplete. He was out of the end zone. I think he tried for, I think it was Derek Diggins. Yep, Derek Diggins over there. And it's going to be fourth down, and Alex Stone will come in.
Not a bad call, because the fade into the right corner of the end zone there, you know, you've got the, one of the best jumpers around on the basketball court anyway. Just throw it up there and try and let him get it, but it was not a catchable ball.
Stone to try the field goal. 35-yard attempt from the right hash mark with the wind. Still blowing hard. It'll be a 35-yard attempt out of the Kennedy hole. Good snap, placed down, kick on its way, end over end, has a distance, and good. With 2 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, Alex Stone with his second field goal, this one from 35. And pulls Kennedy within four at 17-13.
That was a crucial kick, Scott, because the snap was just a little bit off, and so the placement was a little slower than usual.
Yes, it was. But a good job by Stone and the hold by Payson Kennedy there.
Jeff Mossdown getting a judgment from the line official, line judge here. That or they're just maybe exchanging pleasantries.
I think they're exchanging pleasantries. See, Jeff's telling him we're having chili later.
That's right. Official says we got a long drive home, but we've got ham sandwiches in the car.
Maybe some cookies, things like that. Officials have a good time at these high school football games.
Where's Pinky when we need him for the officials report?
There you go. There you go. All right. Just about set for the kickoff here. Probably be the final play of the third quarter. And winner take all. And
do you, Scott, try something out of the ordinary on this kickoff?
With the wind? If you're ever going to, this would be the time to do it. See what Stone elects to do right here. Got it teed up at the 40-yard line with the wind, kicking off from right to left. Here's the approach. Nope, going to kick it deep and out of the end zone. And Prairie will have it at the 20-yard line. I believe that answered our question. How's that? Well, Kennedy owned the yardage in the first half, and Prairie owned the yardage in the third quarter.
2.8 seconds left before we head to the fourth. Time for one play from Prairie.
See what the Hawks elect to do right here. First and 10, Prairie, and back, nope, the direct snap to Simmons. And he'll go up the middle, and he'll pop it for about six. And that's going to take us to the end of the third quarter of play. Well, buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. 10th rated Prairie, 17, Kennedy 13, playoff spot on the line to the winner. We'll take a one-minute break, come back, and have the fourth quarter after this here on KGYN.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
John Wall Memorial Field, the site, week 9, the final week of the high school football regular season here in Iowa, 4A District 8. Iowa City West is the champion. The winner of this game between Prairie and Kennedy will be the runner-up, and we'll head to the playoffs next week. The loser is done.
Living up to expectations, this game is, with 12 minutes left to go. Victory's hanging in the balance for one of these two teams. Who's going to reach out and grab it?
Second down and four. Here's a direct snap, and this is Lindgren going to the left side. Spins away from the pile and got some positive yardage out of it before Cooper brought him down after the gain of two. Through three quarters, the unofficial numbers look like this. Total yards, 195 for Kennedy, 121 for Prairie. Most of Prairie's came on that 13-play all-run touchdown drive in the third. Third down, about two, coming up for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Direct snap, now the inside handoff. Zimmerman turns the corner, up the numbers, 30-35. He's got the first down. To the 40-yard line, Terrell Jordan, Derek Diggins, Brock Remidko, all team up on the stop.
Everything on that last touchdown drive was straight ahead until they got down to the goal line, and then they tried one counter with Zimmerman. It worked well to pick up a first and goal. So they're coming right back to it and seeing if Kennedy's defense is going to stay between the tackles, try and get everything straight ahead. Counter's a great call.
First down for the 40-yard line. Ball left hash mark. Four-man front for the Cougars. And Mark Bliss, I think, used a timeout.
Interesting.
Timeout Hawks. He'll talk it over. Leaves Prairie only with one.
Wow.
We'll take a break. 10:58 to play in the ball game. Prairie 17, Kennedy 13. Back after this 30-second timeout here on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Jeff Moss with you. As we head into the fourth quarter.
Coming up with a reason for this timeout, but I know Mark Bliss has been around the block so many times. He knew exactly why he needed to call his team over to the numbers and have a chat with them. We may find out here in the next couple of plays what that is.
First and 10 at the 40-yard line. Hamilton slotted out to the left. Graham in the slot. Direct snap. Simmons going to the short side. A stiff arm trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. And don't think he did it. Ben Saracen, he's been an animal tonight for Kennedy. And well, they're going to say, where are they going to mark it? Right at the 40 or the 41? Nope, going to be at the 40, so no gain.
Scott, they ran that sweep right into the boundary on the short side of the field, and they had big number 87 out there, Will Hamilton, 6'4", 240, at a stand-up tight end, flexed out to try and make that seal block.
Yeah, two tight ends. Quentin Lang fit in there as an extra tight end now. Direct snap, Simmons on the sweep. Right, turns it out, 40, 45, 50, into Kennedy territory, 40, to the 30, lowers a shoulder, lets the lift drill on, and gets down to the 28-yard line. Big run for Keegan Simmons.
When he had a convoy out there along with him, he didn't do that all by himself. And there's just been an attitude adjustment for the offense and the defense of Prairie right now. Doesn't look like the same team that played the first half to me.
First down, biggest run of the night. Simmons is over 100. First down at the 27-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left, double handoff. Here comes Zimmerman coming right, got stopped. Tried to turn on a dime and got to the 25-yard line for a pickup of three. Boy, the Kennedy defense right now, as good as they have been tonight.
They've been good.
If Prairie scores a touchdown, with Kennedy now going into the 15 to 20-mile-per-hour wind and down two scores, it's going to be tough.
Kennedy's defense, just look at their body language right now. There's a lot of guys kind of on their heels, hands on hips.
Second down for the 25 of Kennedy. And the direct snap to Simmons, angling right, not much. Cougars were right there, stopped in at the line of scrimmage. Brock Remidko, Ben Saracen, and rolling off the bottom of the pile for the Cougars was Nolan Jacobs. Another sophomore.
Isaac Lindgren coming across the field to get the play here from Mark Bliss.
Clock continues to roll. 9:20 to play here in the ballgame. 17-13 Prairie. Third down. Now they're going to flank five.
Hello.
Five jumbos out
Hello.
To the left side. And on the pass to the edge, and is that a lateral? It's alive, and Kennedy scoops it up. Kennedy's going to score. Isaiah Mady picks it up. He's going to go all the way back for a 75-yard touchdown on the lateral return. Mark Bliss is wanting to know, hey, well, that was a pass, wasn't it? Officials did not make the indication it was an incomplete forward pass, though.
I will tell you that if it was a lateral, it was very close to being a forward pass. It doesn't matter what any of us think. It was a lateral in the estimation of the officials, and that will be a Kennedy defensive touchdown. And how quickly does the complexion of a game change on a play such as that?
Isaiah Mady, a 75-yard, and then you call it a fumble return. And it's got quiet below us. 8:57 to play, and how about that? 19-17, Kennedy now. Extra point try by Stone is up, and no good, though.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
And it remains a two-point game, 19-17 in favor of the Cougars after the defensive touchdown.
Oh, my.
We will take a 30-second break. Come back with the kickoff after this. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field. And what a turn of events. As Kennedy gets the defensive touchdown. Jeff Moss on the sideline. I'm not sure where you were staked out there. We'll go to you after the kickoff here. But, well, we can go to you right now. What was your opinion? Did you have a good look at it?
Guys, I was in front of the play a little bit, and it looked like a lateral, but I asked the official on the sideline here if the ball got tipped. He could not see it from where he was on the sideline either, but I can only imagine that would be what made it a backwards pass, as the ball may have gotten tipped in the air by a defender, but it didn't really look like it from where I was standing.
All right, Jeff, thanks. It'll go down as a fumble return, though. A high kick and bobbled and caught at the 20-yard line. Smith coming to the near side, and Jalen Smith trying to spin away from a couple of defenders and thrown out of bounds at about, well, let's see here. And they're going to mark it about the 26-yard line. And boy, oh boy, did the complexion of this game change.
Boy, one of those exotic plays that you knew Mark Bliss was holding and going to grab out of his bag of tricks at just the opportune time just did not come up. And not only did it not work, but it yields the turnover and the 7-point defensive touchdown for Kennedy. 6-point, rather, on the Alex Stone PAT miss.
First and 10 from the 26-yard line. 8:50 to play in the game. Still plenty of time. And the direct snap to Keegan Simmons. Cuts it back up to middle to the 30 and spins his way to the 32-yard line. As he will go for about 6 that time. Simmons now unofficially 129 yards and 2 scores.
Yet another solo tackle for Ben Sarazen.
Well, he has been all over the place.
He has been playing like a man-child tonight.
Second and 4 from the 33. Prairie moving with the win. There's Simmons coming left. Lowers his shoulder. Close to a first down, but going to be about a yard short.
Yeah, I think his knee touched down right on the 35.
And it'll be 3rd and 1. Prairie going a little quicker tempo now as we come up on 8 minutes remaining of the game.
Now, the way that this clock has been moving with the rushing attacks, they have got to value every possession as well as Kennedy.
3rd and 1 from the 35. Again, that tight formation. And they'll flip the slot, people, left or right. Direct snap, Simmons up the middle. I don't think he got there.
Nope.
He didn't make it. Oh, second effort, he did.
Yes, he did. Second effort.
He busted through there. And he was stopped at the 35, but second effort got him to the 38.
Line judges actually both ran in at the 35 and then readjusted it to the 38, and that will move the chains.
First and 10, Prairie.
We could look back at that as one of the key individual efforts of this game.
Now remember, with the missed extra point now, Prairie only needs a field goal to get to the playoffs.
And they've got the wind at their back.
First and 10 at the 38. In around Zimmerman. Jumps off the pile, pops off of it, gets about one, maybe two, close to the 40-yard line.
And that push that the offensive line was getting for Prairie has all of a sudden evaporated, and Kennedy's D-line and linebackers are neutralizing again.
Second down at the 40-yard line. Zach Packingham, by the way, Jeff tells us, is the number 42. He's changed his jersey as well for Kennedy. Four-man front for the Cougars. They got 11 in the box right now. Back to throw Lindgren. Little pop pass to the side. Grant with the catch into Kennedy territory. Far sideline down to the Cougar 44-yard line. That's going to go for 16.
Tyler Graham just wanted a little out pattern there into the sideline and was wide open. Hit in stride so that he could get some good yardage after the reception.
Both teams with 10 first downs now, and Prairie on the move at the Kennedy 44-yard line. And that stops the clock, 6:44 to play in the ball game. Lindgren coming in there. He's going to be the quarterback. Hamilton will be the receiver, tight left, slot with Graham. They send a man in motion behind, and Zimmerman gets it, cuts it back to the inside, turns it up, gets to about the 41-yard line. Pick up a three, Isaiah Mady, Zach Packingham on the stop for the Kennedy defense. And it'll be second down and 7. No rush here, and you really don't need to rush it if you're Prairie. You got plenty of time with 6:20. Down 19-17. Direct snap, and this is Lindgren off the right side. Bust through, and he's close to a first down. Angling to the right, the lefty takes it down to the 34-yard line for a pickup of 6. They're looking at the sticks, and now they're going to stop and measure. Big move there, and a run by Lindgren.
Well, this is going to be another one that's just razor thin.
Yeah. Jeff got there late, so we're not going to hold you to this one, Jeff.
Yeah, and he's got the whole Prairie team in front of him.
He'll pull the chains taut, just short. About 2-3 inches. About 2 or 3 inches, and here comes LaGrange in there. This Prairie's going to go back to the 3 fullback direct snap look here.
And when we say 3 fullbacks, we mean that they are right up on the hip of the offensive lineman. That's how close they are.
Third down and about 2 inches for Prairie. 4 out of 11 on third down tries tonight. 6 minutes even to play in the game. Prairie down 2. Simmons will get the direct snap. Here it comes. Simmons fakes left, goes right, first down and more. 30 to the 25, a spin, and down to the Kennedy 23. Gain of 12 more for Keegan Simmons and a Prairie first down.
Right side of the Prairie line really got off the ball well there and under the pads of Kennedy.
61-7, mercifully it's over at Saints Field. Prairie's in field goal range now. But they're thinking 7. 5:36, clock moving. Again, that same look. Simmons tries to go right, cuts it back to the left. Got running room to the 20-yard line. They'll stop and go move to the 15. Turns on the Jets. 10-5, dives to the pylon. Got it. Touchdown, Prairie. 23-yard Keegan Simmons run.
And it's hard to fault Kennedy's defense on that because they had that play stopped dead to rights at the line of scrimmage. But Simmons bounced back, and like all good running backs, cut against the grain, went out to the opposite side of the field, and had outraced everybody for the very corner of the end zone.
And Prairie back out in front.
And this is going to be Very interesting extra point here, Scott. Look, they're going to go. Yep.
There it is. They're going to try the two-point try. The pass is good.
To number 13.
To the kicker himself, Jay Smith from Keegan Simmons.
Yep, out of the swinging gate.
They tried the two, and it's now 25-19. So Kennedy has to get a touchdown and an extra point to get into the playoffs here.
And Mark Bliss feeling a little bit better now. Not completely right with the world yet, but a little bit better.
We'll take a timeout. What a game. 5:25 to play. And it's Prairie 25, Kennedy 19. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
What a run by Keegan Simmons. Goes for 23 yards, and that is his third touchdown run. And Prairie back out in front. And before the kick, Jeff, you were down there in vicinity of that particular play. And, boy, Simmons bounced off the pile. He just turned on the jets, and then he did the old college pro try for the pylon.
Yeah, that's right, guys. He faked that run back to the middle, and three of the defenders for Kennedy all bit on it, and he took it to the pylon for the dive.
Marco Shanklin on the kick. He will return it across the 20 and out to about the 23. First time Kennedy has had a chance to return a kick tonight. As Vasky on the stock, Luke Vasky for the Prairie Hawks. So now, well, your whole season, 7-on-7, everything
comes down to this possession. You're
basically
right.
One drive. And, oh, by the way, you got to do it into a 15 to 20 mile per hour win. First down, Kennedy. Jones tied in right side, twin receivers to the left side. Kennedy is in there at quarterback, rolls to the left side, looking to throw. He's going to run instead, tries to split defenders, and gets to the 26-yard line. And Kennedy, hey, when it's not there, don't throw the football.
Good decision by Payson Kennedy for the Cougars of not throwing that up for grabs. We've seen that happen on both sides of the ball tonight, and that's just a wise decision. And now Payson Kennedy coming out, B.J. White reentering the game.
Back to the run, perhaps, here for the Cougars. White back in there, second down, called seven. Prairie showing blitz here. They come from the outside. Handoff, they go the opposite way, 30 to the 35, and Watkins upended. They ran away from the blitzer that time, and Watkins got up to the 37-yard line on a gain of 11. He's close to 100 yards. He's got 93 now.
Big line surge on the right side of the line for the Cougars. B.J. White going over to get the call from his dad, comes back to the huddle.
Still, like Prairie, plenty of time for Kennedy, 4.5. I formation this time for the Cougars. Prairie bringing up a bunch in the box. Watkins on the cutback, gets about 3 to the 40-yard line. Tough running there. Logan LaGrange, one of the first to hit him there for Prairie. Also in there for the Hawks is Grant Smith. Second down, 7 at the 40-yard line. And tensions keep on getting a little tighter, I would say. Second down at 7, ball middle of the field at the 40-yard line, and movement on the left side for Kennedy. Penalties, penalties, penalties. For the Cougars tonight. That is penalty number 8 on Kennedy to go along with 3 turnovers.
Well, and when you don't have a quarterback that can throw the ball or one that doesn't have the experience, now you're making it tough for yourself as Payson Kennedy returns to the Cougar huddle.
Packingham is in there. Watch the jet sweep for Kennedy. Second down and 12. Here comes Packingham in motion, and he's going to get another jet sweep. Prairie was right there waiting for it, and Grant Smith. Jaden Goose, they knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming. Everybody knew it was coming, Scott.
It's going to be a loss of about 8.
That's a call that has worked all night long, but the Prairie Hawk defense was ready.
Third down and 20 for Kennedy. 3:06 to play in the game, down 19-17. Or check that, 25-19.
Got the junior Kennedy quarterback in for the Cougars. Maybe look for a screen pass here.
A.J. Davis, Kai Jenkins to the left side, twin receivers to the right. Seven on the play clock. Kennedy in the shotgun. Long count, gets it, back to throw. Being rushed, down he goes. Fumbled the football too at the 21. It's still loose at the 19. Logan LaGrange got in there. And Prairie football. Coming up with it for the Hawks, Logan LaGrange. Double trouble that time, fourth Kennedy turnover. And that one's gonna sting. And Prairie's gonna get it back with a chance to put the dagger in.
Inside the Kennedy red zone at the 19.
As Prairie up by six right now, even a field goal makes it a two possession game. And Prairie moving with the win. And here is the handoff on the inside look to Zimmerman. Going off tackle to the right, gets down to the 16 and then pushed back. Kennedy's got to start tackling the football right now if you're the Cougars. That would be my guess.
Clock running now, 2:16 and moving.
And Prairie's going to use all 25 seconds of that play clock. 2:05 to play. 25-19 Prairie, direct snap. Simmons goes short side, cuts it up to the 10, gets upended. But he's going to have enough, it looks like, for the first down to the Kennedy 9.
And that will stop the clock. No. Yep, they are signaling first down. So that will stop the clock to move the chains.
What another big
night. We got an official's timeout.
Timeout, Kennedy. Well, now they say third down. They're saying third down.
They did not move the chains, and that's why Kennedy took that.
Well, now, wait a minute. Yes, they did. Forget it.
We've got some confusion on the chains crew.
It is.
It will be first and goal from the 9.
We'll keep it here for this one. As Prairie looking to put this one away. Boy, it's been a first quarter or a fourth quarter of sudden momentum changes. And Kennedy took the lead 19-17 on the lateral fumble return by Isaiah Mady. And then Prairie came right back, scored on the Simmons 23-yard run. And then Kennedy fumbled the football. Prairie got it back in the Kennedy red zone, and they've got a first and goal at the 9, trying to stamp their ticket to the playoffs.
Third fumble of the night for the Cougars to go along with an interception, and that's just not a recipe for a win.
Prairie's also turned it over 3 times in this game tonight. Winner is in, losing team is out. Minute 45 remaining. Scoreboard show coming up after our game in the Rainer Dorr postgame show. First and goal at the 9-yard line. Direct snap, Simmons starts short side, cuts it back to the middle and stacked up right at the point of attack.
We'll get another timeout from Kennedy here, I'm sure.
We'll take our final timeout here. Kennedy uses their second one. We'll take it with them. Minute 37 to play in the ball game. 10th rated Prairie 25, Kennedy 19, back at 30 seconds on KGYM Sports.
Is Iowa spicy or mild? A question that has begged an answer since there was an Iowa. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen restaurants are giving you a chance to weigh in on the great Iowa chicken debate. Visit your local Eastern Iowa Popeye's polling station. Vote for mild or spicy and get registered to win great spicy or mild prizes. This fall, take a break from politics and cast a ballot for yummy at Popeye's. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blairs Ferry and Edgewood.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field. It's been a dandy tonight. Scott Unash, John Haggerty, Jeff Moss with you. And a second and goal coming up for the Prairie Hawks. Up 25-19, minute 37 to play. Well, is the old Okie a riverboat gambler here? He's been known to do that. You run something here and try to get the touchdown. Or just be content on a field goal try, but a lot of things can happen on a field goal.
Yeah, the thing that scares you about the field goal is that that's a live ball and it could be returned by Kennedy, and then all of a sudden you look like, why did I make that decision?
Simmons behind the three blocking backs. He'll get the direct snap. Comes to the left side and a flag down to stop the play. And Prairie or Kennedy lining up offside. Nope, procedure Hawks. We'll talk with the winning coach coming up afterwards on the Rain or Door postgame show. Procedure call against the Hawks. Second and goal back to the 14.
Dalton Rainer will come back in along with the wholesale changes.
Yep.
Only three interior linemen staying in for the Hawks. Other than that, it's eight new players offensively.
4 Prairie, second down and goal.
Mark Bliss is talking with the official about possibly having a time reset on the clock. As the official now goes over to talk to Brian White. I think they're going to talk about adding some time.
All right.
I'm guessing. I don't know. 1 second.
I put a second on the clock. Well, every second counts, right?
Well, at this point.
Here we go. Second down and goal for the 14 from the far right hash mark. Inside handoff to Simmons and just powers his way ahead and gets to the 11-yard line. Kennedy's got one timeout left, and I think they're just going to use it. And the timeout taken by the Cougars.
Now the positive for Mark Bliss and the Prairie Hawks is that they do have the wind at their back. They set that up on the running play to be in between the hashes, so it's not going to be an angled kick. If they would, in fact, choose to go for it on third down, Scott, I've seen this happen before where they figure, you know what, let's kick it on third down, and if it is blocked and we pick it back up, we've got another chance to do it again.
That's right.
Now, I don't think Mark Bliss will do that, but it's probably rolling around in his mind.
We got a lot of stuff rolling around in that mind of his. Good stuff, too.
I know one call he'd like to have back tonight. I don't think you're going to see five guys come out in what we call the trips formation anymore. What do you call five guys in the trips, Scott? You're the one that's got the vocabulary for that.
Is that the Pentagon formation?
The Pentagon formation, but it's out at the numbers, folks. So we're not talking about a tight Pentagon.
And you got about three big guys there,
yeah.
Too.
It was a modified swinging gait, non-PAT.
Is Iowa spicy or mild?
All right. Third and goal at the, just outside the 10 for the Prairie Hawks. And we'll see what Prairie elects to do right here. And now movement by the Cougars. That's going to give Prairie a free five, it looks like.
There was no shift set there by the offensive line of Prairie.
Officials talking it over. Encroachment offside Kennedy.
Oh, my. Brian White just figures, how do we keep from killing ourselves? We're having to fight ourselves and Prairie tonight.
Almost double digits in penalties now. Now double penalty flags are down. And on third down, they run it to about the 4-yard line. But penalty flags, and it's going to be procedure on Prairie.
Well, they give it right back, but I think Prairie only had 10 guys on the field.
Yeah, they did. Hamilton coming in there now. Then seesaw back and forth, defensive touchdowns, offensive sustained drives, short drives, changes in momentum. This game has had it all, as we thought it would tonight.
Yep. Could see this one coming back a year ago when they had the same sort of a situation in ways where the winner conceivably would go to the playoffs and the loser would. So, you know, this has been 364 days in the making.
Yes, it has been. Third down and goal back at the 9-yard line. Well, this is taking a while. Minute 27 still remaining here in the ball game. Kennedy is out of timeouts. So they've got to stop Prairie, force them to a field goal attempt, and hope they miss the field goal. Here is a direct snap, end around to Zimmerman, cuts it back at the 10, gets to the 5-yard line, pushing ahead, and he got through! Squeezed through there, and that might punch the ticket for the Prairie Hawks.
That's the 9-yard counter scamper, and that Braxton Zimmerman counter has worked very well here in the second half. Got a Cougar down on the far sideline.
Yep. And Prairie, they can smell the playoffs. Two touchdowns here toward the end. But, well, maybe we shouldn't say anything. There's a minute 22. Last night there was a minute 13.
After last night, I'm not going to say pass in the songbooks on anything.
Nope, not at all.
I can't see a number here. Perhaps Jeff can see it. He's had a little better look at it than I have.
I'm going to try to get the binocs on him. And cannot see who it is.
I think Jeff might have it.
All right. Jeff, if you can help us out, let us know as he gets up.
Yeah, guys, it's Marco Shanklin got down on the play. Just got stuck in that wave of blockers and defenders over on the far right side.
All right. A lot of the orange and black are having fun down there to your right, aren't they?
Yeah, and pink.
And pink, yes, pink. I forgot about the pink.
Come on, Scott.
Swinging gate again for the Prairie Hawks. It's 31-19, and a two-pointer here would get it to 14, but they're going to go for the one.
Oh, now they've run the flapjack out of this.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think you're going to see that tonight. Extra point try on the way with the wind, and it is good. So it's 32-19, and it's not impossible as we saw last night, but improbable.
Mark Bliss showing a little emotion down on the sideline as he goes over to Jaden Goose and gives him a big hug. Jaden Goose's first game this season. Mark Bliss has said he's been at practice every night the entire year. We won't go into the specifics on why he hasn't played, but he's been very patiently waiting, and tonight got on the field for the first time.
Yep, got out there on the for the first time. We're going to talk to, looks like, Mark Bliss coming up after the ball game on the Rain or Door postgame show. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids.
Goes over and gets a hug from his wife. And now a handshake from the assistant coaches. So this is over in his mind.
He wasn't at Kingston last night, was he?
No, he wasn't.
All right, Prairie to kick it away. As the Hawks will kick it off from right to left with the wind. Smith's kick, and it's going to go into the end zone. And Kennedy will have it at the 20-yard line.
Well, they're challenged at quarterback because of the injury to B.J. White. Payson Kennedy's done an admirable job tonight filling in on the passing plays, but this is going to be a tall order to go 80 yards without an effective passing game, Scott, and only a minute 22, no timeouts. That's going to be a challenge.
Going to be a challenge. First to 10 for the Cougars. And B.J. White is in there under center this time. They're going to hand it off to Watkins, left side. Gets across the 25 and gets out to about the 28-yard line.
Does not get the first down. Clock rolls.
As Watkins now close to 100 yards. Kennedy quickly lining up. Minute to play here in the ball game. White turns, Watkins the other way. He's over 100, gets to the outside, got a block, 30, 35, 40, And down to about the 42-yard line. 14 more. And I think Brian White senses that he's going to give his senior running back and his senior quarterback a chance to go out.
That will stop the clock to move the chains, and they've got 49 seconds left.
Watkins again, same play off the left side, busts through and gets to the 45-yard line.
All of a sudden, they're into Prairie territory, and that stops the clock again with the change of the downs.
It's a gain of 13. And the Cougars are going to have to hustle. 40.6 to go, down 32-19. Clock starts up. Same play, right side, and stacked up. Grant Smith in there. Penalty flag coming in from across the way. And see what we got here. Jaden Goose is staying down. And he's going to need some help.
You know, as odd as this sounds, Scott, that could be a cramping situation.
Could be.
You know, this is his first game of the season, and it's warm today.
See what the penalty
is. It's not hot, but still, your first game of the season,
yep,
that's exactly what it is. He's laying on his back now, and he's got cramp in his, and you can't blame the guy.
Well, he's giving it his all tonight. So we got a penalty here first. Be a face mask against Prairie.
Prairie defensively, in case you're wondering, has not been in a prevent, but they have been playing very, very soft on this.
Be a 5-yard face mask against the Hawks. And Jaden Goose will walk off the field here. Got some fluids in him. It's first and three coming up for the Kennedy Cougars, 32.8 to go. And you know, I'll be the first to say it. This Kennedy football team at 6-3 is going to be better than some of the playoff teams that are in 4A.
several of them, in fact.
Hand off, and they're going to get it to another senior, Keyshawn Allers. Nope, junior Keyshawn Allers. Up the middle for a couple.
And unless they get a first down on this next play, this will do it.
32-19. Prairie is going to get the win. Prairie's going to go to the playoffs. Allers leaps the pile. Got hit in midair by Grant Smith. Going to get a first down, though, with 6.5. And now a penalty coming in. And, boy, I hate to see this happen. Hopefully cooler heads will prevail.
And well, hopefully nobody gets ejected and has to miss the first round of the playoffs.
Absolutely. Don't want that.
This will be a personal foul, but it's going to be on Kennedy.
And that's the 10th penalty.
Wow. Brian White is going to lament the penalties and mistakes tonight. 4 turnovers to go with all that laundry that was on the ground. Just hard to win a game against a good Prairie team like this, even with all the mistakes they made as well.
By the way, 2 really good sophomore teams going at it tonight, and Prairie got the win in that one, 20-17 tonight.
And that in doubt until the very end as well. So future very bright for these two high school football teams.
Second down could be the final play of the year for the Cougars. White under center, turns, gives it to Allers, coming to the left side, chased down, and that will do it. Prairie's going to the playoffs as the Hawks get the victory tonight. 32-19, Prairie defeats Cedar Rapids Kennedy. We will take a break. A 2-minute timeout and come back with the Rainer Door postgame show after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Ferguson Facilities Supply has the products, services, and solutions facility and property managers need when and where they need them. We offer a vast array of janitorial, lighting, HVAC, hardware, safety and plumbing products, and that's just the first half of our catalog. And with nationwide coverage, we deliver directly to your facility, making sure you have everything you need to get the job done. Because at Ferguson, relationships are the most important thing we maintain. Learn more at Ferguson.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
One out of every four batteries will fail this winter. Get yours tested for free during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We'll help determine the life of your battery or the perfect replacement. Plus, take advantage of the mail-in rebates on select Superstart batteries. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Back with you here at John Wall Memorial Field. We'll get you to the postgame show coming up at the conclusion of this one. As the Prairie Hawks go to the playoffs as they get the victory here tonight. We're going to talk with head coach Mark Bliss coming up here in just a moment. Jeff Moss, there he is. I see him down there. And Jeff, whenever you're ready, just give me a raise your hand, whatever the case may be, and we'll get it down to you. And get a word from head coach Mark Bliss here. And Jeff's ready, so we'll go right down to the field here. Jeff, go ahead.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We're here with Mark Bliss, the head coach of the Cedar Rapids Prairie Hawks, heading back to the playoffs. Coach, congratulations on the win. Talk about the second half. Your team really dialed in offensively and defensively, got back to basics.
Exactly. I mean, that's just sort of our mantra, where we try to control the clock, control the ball, and our kids did a great job. We made about four tweaks on offense, and our kids came out next. I'll be honest with you, it was two different looks that we haven't seen all year. And it's a testament to their coaching staff coming up with a scheme that made us struggle in the first half. But at halftime, our kids did a great job of understanding the adjustments, and we were able to do some points on the board and do the job, you know.
Coach, your team overcame some resilience, overcame some things in the second half. The lateral pass picked up, return for a fumble, then you go on a time-consuming drive to get the game go-ahead score.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to be able to do that, but that lateral pass wasn't a lateral. I showed the official wouldn't look at the iPad that I had, but it was a screen, and he said it was a lateral. And the quarterback is at 6, and the guy he's throwing it to is at 4. So it was a bad call on the official's part. But anyway, we were able to rebound from it, and we maintained our composure and found a way.
One more week, Coach. We'll find out tonight where you're going, who you're playing, but one more week of football with these guys.
Absolutely, and it's a blessing. I love these guys. They're fun to be with.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, Mark Bliss, the head coach of the Cedar Rapids Hawks, heading back to the postseason.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. And happy bunch of Prairie football players down there as the Hawks get the victory here tonight by a score of 32-19. And as we mentioned, two good football teams going at it. And, man, if there were wild cards at 4A, you'd have one with the Kennedy Cougars, too.
Well, if you can hear our background, Mike, they're playing the last of the Mohicans, and I think that might be representative. Prairie, one of only a few teams to punch their ticket to the playoffs tonight. A lot of teams are going home, and it's either swimming, wrestling, or basketball for them, but not the Prairie Hawks. They're going to live to play another Friday night, and it wasn't easy tonight. Kennedy came and gave them everything they could handle, but for the Cougars, just too many mistakes tonight. Prairie had their share too, but Prairie able to come away with victory on this hard-fought game, which we knew it would be, Scott.
Oh, we knew it would be, and ended up to be a terrific, terrific football game. Let's take a look at some of the facts and figures here of this one tonight, won by the Prairie Hawks, as they now go to 8-1 and 4-1, and the students are coming.
Yeah, all of a sudden we've had a flashback to the Marion Thomas Park celebration.
Absolutely. And they make their way back out here. Total yards, Prairie in the second half, they had 211 yards.
A little different from the first half,
after saddled with 55 at the halftime break. For the Hawks, 266 total yards, 237 for the Kennedy Cougars tonight. Prairie, 249 on the ground, 17 through the air. Let's talk about the air first. Isaac Lindgren was one of two for 16 yards. That 16 was a big one, though, to Graham.
That was a huge play action pass that got them a first down.
Absolutely. Dalton Rayner tonight was 2 of 5 for a yard and two interceptions. Andrick caught one for 3. Graham caught 2 for 14, and that was it tonight for Cedar Rapids Prairie. On the ground, Keegan Simmons tonight, 33 carries, 180 yards. He ends the regular season unofficially with 1,682 yards and 24 touchdowns.
Boy, and he had to do most of that in the second half because Kennedy's defense shut him down in the first half.
Really did. Did a terrific job. Also, Braxton Zimmerman, 11 carries, 49 yards and a touchdown. Lindgren, 4 carries, 17 yards tonight as well. Hawks with 12 first downs, penalized 6 times in the game for 40 yards. They had 2 sacks and 3 turnovers. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 237 total yards, 202 through the air, 202 on the ground, 35 through the air tonight. B.J. White, his final start was 1 for 1 for minus 2, but that shoulder injury a couple weeks ago really saddled him. And when Kennedy got behind, just could not get that passing game going. And that was one of the differences here tonight. The Cougars had Deer had one catch for 30 yards, one catch for Davis for 7, and one for minus 2 for Michael Watkins. On the ground, Michael Watkins, nice night. 26 carries, 131 yards to close out his career. Keyshawn Allers had 7 carries for 27 yards tonight. 3 carries for Packingham for 36. Justin Johnson carried it 2 for 7. Cade Parker carried it 1 for 6. Toll carried it 1 for 3 tonight. Kennedy had 14 first downs. Cougars penalized, though, 10 times in the ball game for 70 yards and 4 turnovers in the game. Third down conversions, Kennedy 2 of 8. Cedar Rapids Prairie was 5 of 12, so they made a big comeback after early. 3 for 3 on fourth down for Prairie. Kennedy was 0 for 1. Time of possession, 25 minutes, 30 seconds for Prairie to 22 minutes, 30 seconds for the Kennedy Cougars tonight. And it was a even game at halftime, 10-10. Prairie came out. They got the Keegan Simmons run, that long, sustained 7-minute, 15-second drive to make it 17-10. Kennedy came back, kicked a field goal with Alex Stone with the win to make it 17-13. And then the lateral, may or may not have been. Mark Bliss says no.
Doesn't matter.
He's got
visual
proof.
There's no replay, no red flags for challenges.
Isaiah Maney picked it up and ran it 75 yards the other way on a fumble return for a touchdown. Extra point was missed. It was 19-17. But then Prairie scored the last two touchdowns of the game. Came right back on the ensuing drive. And Prairie got the 23-yard touchdown run from Keegan Simmons. Two-point pass as well from Simmons. And then they closed it out after the Kennedy fumble on a Braxton Zimmerman 9-yard run. So Prairie goes in at 8-1, and a bittersweet ending for the Kennedy Cougars. They miss the playoffs for the second straight year, as Kennedy will end up at 6-3. And like I said, bittersweet for the Cougars.
It really is, and Kennedy's a tremendous football team, and I just can't say enough about their program, their coaching staff. They really had another very good year. Not just a good year, Scott. They had a very good year. Kennedy's football program is so solid, but they had the misfortune of being put a couple of years ago in the same district with Iowa City West and Prairie. Iowa City West is kind of in a class by themselves right now. Prairie just took care of business tonight. You know, this game could have gone either way, realistically. Kennedy basically got beat by themselves tonight as much as they did the Prairie Hawks, and you can't do that. And I think Brian White would probably be the first to tell you that, too. But, you know, you look at some of the things that aren't on the field. Go back to the preseason, Scott, when we watched, for example, Kennedy's team out tugging a 747 on the runway at the Cedar Rapids Airport in an attempt to raise money for charities. You notice the things that they do outside of the football game. I mean, they've got the whole family team concept down, and it's really a shame. I'm going to go back to, this is getting a little political, but why can't we have a wild card in 4A, please?
I hope to have it next
year. Because Kennedy needs to be in the playoffs. It's that simple. Yeah, they lost tonight. Prairie's moving on. No disrespect to Prairie, but they did what they had to do. But Kennedy's a they're better than a couple of teams that are going to be in the eastern half of 4A playoffs in this Observer's estimation, and I know you feel the same way.
Yeah, I feel the same way as well. Senior walk going on for Prairie, but the Hawks will advance as Prairie wins it tonight by a score of 32-19. So where will Prairie go Friday night? We will find out later on.
I know everybody's hoping it's North Scott, and that's no disrespect to North Scott, but I think
that's... Just you look at the four champions, they are probably the weakest.
That's your best shot at having a favorable first-round matchup. You certainly don't want to necessarily draw Cedar Falls. You don't want to draw Bettendorf. So you can't get Iowa City West. They're the district champion in your district. They never match those up. So your hope, is, if you're a Prairie fan, is that it's North Scott Lancers.
It's going to be North Scott, probably Davenport Central or Cedar Falls will be your three teams. Oh, no, that's not
Bettendorf.
Right. Bettendorf, I beg your pardon. So where do you want to pick your poison?
Well,
I guess.
I think they'd rather be in Eldridge than at Tuvel Stadium or the Unidome.
Absolutely. But we need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game, and it's brought to you by Happy Joe's. Great to talk to Bill Bart a lot today, being out here. Does a great job as
you
one
bet.
Of the folks out here on the coaching staff at Cedar Rapids Prairie. And
such a loyal group at Happy Joe's to us here at KGYM.
Yep, and thanks to those folks for all that they do for us here on KGYM. And I think we're going to go Keegan Simmons tonight.
Well,
the second half.
He's been the workhorse all season, and he, though he was shut down, slowed down, rather, I should say, in the first half, boy, did he come up big in the second half for the Hawks.
Keegan Simmons, tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game as Prairie punches their ticket to the state playoffs as the Hawks win it tonight 32-19. Well, that's going to wrap things up for the regular season. We're going to get you back to our studios. Jeff Downing and his group ready to go with the Eastern Iowa High School football scoreboard presented by Holmes Murphy. And we'll get all the scores. Hopefully by midnight they'll have the teams at least put out that are in the playoffs. And then sometime early tomorrow morning they will have the playoff pairings coming out. And we'll let you know on Monday where we will be at for our first round game coming up next Friday night. We'll have a pair for you. Some combination of the three stations here, but we'll be at a game, and then Alex and Gary and Todd will be at a game as well. And looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun. We may get to see some area teams as well, see how it plays out.
Well, in addition to the 4A, you know, there's a lot of possibilities for us down the road 3A and 2A-wise too. So hold on tight when you get to the extra season, because anything can and will happen, and we're ready for all the action.
That's right. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Rocky Bennett and his entire group here at Prairie for all the hospitality. Appreciate it. Big thanks as well to all our great sports-minded boosters here on KGYM. Big thanks to Juan back in the studio. Gold star for him for helping us out here on the broadcast tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. For Jeff Moss, for John Hegarty, I'm Scott Unash saying so long. And the final score here from John Wall, Memorial Field. Number 10, Cedar Rapids Prairie, off to the playoffs, 32-19 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And so long from College Community Schools.
Six, now, it still won't be for a little while, right. But six and end up at eight.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast.